The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The last Friday of January has arrived, and with it comes a pair of conference rematches between Clay County and their downriver rivals, Jackson County. The black and gold teams have followed the mighty Cumberland 21 miles southwestward to Gainesboro, Tennessee, home of the Blue Devils. Head coach Matt Walker brings his 13-6 Lady Dogs into action, fresh off of a defeat at the hands of Clark Range to face Jim Brown and the once dominant Lady Devils, whose 5-10 record stirs up no memories of yesteryear's 8 state titles. Rob Edwards is putting together another signature campaign as his Bulldogs have assembled a 16-2 record and thus far have pulled a clean sweep of the conference competition. However, Edwards' teams have an 8-10 record when playing at Jackson County, and it's here where Kevin Thomas and his 12-0 Blue Devils hope to stick their forks into the Dogs. It's the Clash on the Cumberland Round 2, live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc., and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show in our seventh broadcast of the basketball season. For the third time this year, we're on the road with Clay County. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be directing things as the point guard tonight. Later on, former head coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson will join us and serve as our shooting guards. But for now, I'm joined by the Horizon Sports Network's combination power forward and center, the guy that gets all the tough points, Thomas Weaver.
I never scored much, but I did pull a few rebounds in my day, Daniel. Appreciate that kind introduction, as always. Good to be here with you, even though, as I've said many, many times, this is not my favorite place to be.
Jackson County, a tough place, as I mentioned earlier. Not Coach Edwards' favorite place either. 8-10 record for the boys under his tutelage here.
Tough place to play. And these are a couple of important games for these Clay County teams. You know, the Lady Dogs need to right the ship with a win to get over that loss at Clark Range the last time out. And the Dogs will have their hands full with a Blue Devil team that gave them fits at home. On top of that, it's always a heated battle when these two downriver rivals get together, Daniel.
It is. It's one of those deals. People used to talk about York and Livingston, how you could throw out the records and stuff. It's going to be a good one. Same thing here.
And we wouldn't be here in Gainesboro without our sponsors. We can't thank them enough for getting on board again this season. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what's going to be in this week's paper in our Del Hall Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the Carquest pregame show as we'll discuss what will appear in print about Clay County's trip to Clark Range. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hall Horizon recap segment. But since the paper won't be out until the first of the week, we'll just summarize what will be written about Clay County's most recent games. You know, the Lady Dogs didn't really take advantage of a big opportunity to climb into the driver's seat for league supremacy up at Clark Range and fell to the Lady Buffaloes 66-44. Like their first meeting, they got down early, couldn't recover, and never really challenged Clark Range in a contest. A team who made 12 threes on the night, and they pretty much proved they're the class of this league, Daniel.
They did. I mean, that night, and a lot of that, they're just better than we are. We'll get them in the postseason, though.
And like the Lady Buffs, the Dogs backed up their top billing with a 71-34 blowout of Clark Range. The Buffaloes, behind a highlight reel performance from Mr. Basketball candidate Grant Strong, who had 29 points featuring a pair of dunks he threw down with authority. But the entire squad continued their good play, too, as 10 other Dogs got on the board, including Keaton Arms, who also scored in double figures with 10. Daniel, this Bulldog team just keeps getting better, it seems.
And I still don't think they've hit their ceiling. That's a scary thing. They're really good.
They are. Folks, get all those details about those games, tonight's games, pictures, and more in next week's Del Hall Horizon newspaper. We'll be right back with more of the Carquest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Jackson County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Budget Pest Control Girls 6A update. We'll start off with this past Tuesday's district games, where Clark Range beat Clay County 66-44. Pickett County beat Gordonsville 58-23. Red Bull and Springs beat Trousdale County 62-38. And it was Monterey losing to Jackson County 33-59. So, Thomas, the Lady Blue Devil squad coming in hot off a district win.
Yeah, we've noticed in the first time out that they're playing better basketball for Coach Brown.
Well, you're talking about one of the state's best coaches. We know there's not an issue as far as the leadership goes for this Lady Blue Devils teams. Tonight's games, 13-4 Clark Range is at 4-16 Monterey. 13-6 Clay County has traveled down here to Gainesboro to play the 5-10 Lady Blue Devils, as we just got done talking about that record, possibly a little deceiving. 11-6 Pickett County is traveling to 10-8 Red Bull and Springs, Thomas. And what's a big matchup between the district's third and fourth place squads. Coach Sims not with us right now. I was going to let him choose the winner of that game. We'll just have to wait and get his thoughts later on. He should be here before this girls' game ends. And finally, the last District 6A girls' game tonight, 2-13 Gordonsville is hosting 1-13 Trousdale, so two of the district's lower-seeded teams. However, should be a competitive game there between those girls' squads. Current District 6A standings, Clark Range in front with their 9-0 record, Clay County in second place at 8-2, Pickett County in third place at 7-2, so this coming Tuesday night, big matchup between Clay County and Pickett County in Byrdstown. That one's got a lot of implications. We'll talk about it.
All four of those losses, I assume, are to the Lady Buffaloes.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Clay County's 2 and Pickett County's 2. Fourth place, Red Bull and Springs at 7-4. Fifth place, Jackson County at 3-5. Sixth place, Gordonsville at 2-6. Seventh place, Monterey at 2-9. And eighth place, Trousdale County at 0-10. The Girls 6A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control, the Bug Thugs.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable. and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Now it's time for Tipsy's final take on the CarQuest pregame show. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Danny, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight's important because the lady dogs need to get up off the mat and put that Clark Range loss behind them. Heading into that game with the Lady Buffaloes, we talked about how they were playing at another level, and tonight is a chance for them to get back to that. To me, how they respond to that Clark Range loss is big for them moving forward, Daniel, and that starts here tonight, don't you think?
Going to play the anthem. We'll come back and wrap that up. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network from Gainesboro, Tennessee, right before that break for the national anthem, you heard Thomas share Tipsy's final take, and it was sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time now for the Subway Girls starting lineups here in this District 6A showdown between Clay County and Jackson County. The Lady Blue Devils of Jackson County, their head coach Jim Brown, he's in his 29th season overall, all of those taking place at Jackson County. The Lady Blue Devils, owners of 8 prior state titles, I think 7 of them coming under in Coach Brown's tutelage. Their record this year, though, 5-10, and we said that they were 3-5 in District 6A play. Their starters, a sophomore, number 44, Emma Chapin. A sophomore, number 24, Jacqueline Agee. A senior, number 30, Lily Chapin. Senior, number 22, Nikki Ragland. And a senior, number 11, Erica Davidson. Clay County, their head coach, Matt Walker, in his 5th season overall. I believe he has 96 wins to around 52 losses during that 5 years. Record this year, 13-6 and 8-2 in District 6A play. Starting for Clay County, a freshman, number 2, Bella Ashlock. A sophomore, number 23, Bradley Burchett. A junior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. A senior, number 20, Rachel Copas. And a senior, number 24, Katie Arms. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come in and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. Time for basketball, Thomas, from Gainesboro, Tennessee.
Yeah, it is, Daniel. And like I say, I feel like this is a pretty important game for the Lady Bulldogs. They should win this game, and I think they need to come out and play well, kind of get that psyche right, you know.
Clay County, the visiting team down here, Coach Walker, coaching for the 5th time in this gym. The prior 4 meetings has seen him with 2 wins and 2 losses, so a .500 record for him here in this gym. He's meeting Jackson County for the 12th time overall in his 5-year career, has an 8-3 record against them. Clay County has won 6 straight against Jackson County, including that win back on January the 5th in Salina, 71-38.
Yeah, and that one went kind of how we expected. Lady Blue Devils stuck with the Lady Dogs early, and then it got away from them.
Bella Ashlock going to step in to jump for it with Emma Chapin. It's Ashlock controlling it. Copa's going to get it and run the offense for Clay County. Swings it to right wing, now right corner in the hands of Katie Arms inside to Burchett. Burchett a pass in the paint to Copas. Layup no good. Rebound by Burchett. Her putback. Actually, she went for a pass. They called a foul, though. And Thomas, I think they may call it. No, not a shooting foul. They also saw that Burchett was trying to pass. Clay County going to inbound from beneath their own goal. Foul went against Jacqueline Agee, her first. Inbound goes to Ashlock at left elbow. Works back to Copas right wing. They're trying to feed inside to Burchett. Cannot get it to her. Copa's still with it on right wing.
See, the Lady Blue Devils come out in the man-to-man defense. Copas drains a three from the top off the ball screen, Daniel.
Big shot by Copas. Top of the key, as Thomas said, and it's 3-0 Clay County. 7 minutes and 20 seconds left in this first quarter. Nice way to open up the contest.
It is, and we saw her, you know, Rachel get hot from behind the arc in the last couple of weeks, and it's good to see her find that stroke again here early.
Lady Devils with the basketball. Chapin with it inside, stolen by Ashok. Ashok ahead to Arms. She's defended by the older Chapin. Shots up, no good. Katie goes to the line. Foul called on Lily Chapin. Two sisters playing for head coach Jim Brown, the senior Lily and the sophomore Emma. Arms of the line. First one's away, and it's good. As we mentioned before, Katie shooting around 60% from the free throw line this year. A little bit low for a good shooting guard like Arms. Second one's way also good. She's 100% on the night so far on them, though. 5-0, Clay County leads after 1 minute of action. Bella Ashlock drawing the responsibility of defending Emma Chapin, the sophomore, and Ashlock called for the reach-in foul. She knew she did it.
Yeah, Daniel, we saw her defending one of the Monday twins Tuesday up in Clark Range. She's got pretty good quickness for a girl of her size.
She does. Very talented young player. Davidson with it out top for the Lady Blue Devils. Swings it to Chapin at right wing. Now back to Emma Chapin at the top of the key. She drives to the left side of the lane, spins into the paint, now backs it back out. Chapin, a new starter compared to what we were expecting, taking the place of a fellow sophomore, Riley Thomas, who was the starter last time when we called the action. Chapin, a good player, has it right wing, drives down the lane now, kicks it back out to her older sister. Lily's into the paint, and she scores 2 points for Lily Chapin, and it's 5-2. Copas quickly ahead, feeding Burchett down low. Bradley kicks it back outside to Katie. They swing it around to Ashlock at the top. Now Jenkins back to Katie Arms. Katie with it, hands off to Copas. Copas going to reset things, uses a Burchett screen to drive to the right elbow, kicks it back to Bradley, who's isolated on AG, drives inside. Tried to kick out into the left corner to Jenkins, and it goes out of bounds. I'd like to see Burchett go ahead and aggressively take that ball to the goal.
Yeah, one-on-one right there. Like I say, they're in straight-up man. Coach Walker going with a high ball screen on both trips down the floor so far.
Lily Chapin with it for the Lady Devils at left wing. Well defended by Eliza Jenkins. Has to give it up. Raglan with it. She's inside to AG. AG scores, and it's 5-4. Jackson County on a 4-0 run here after Clay County had a 5-0 run to open the contest.
Yeah, and just like we talked about, Coach Brown's team much improved here. You can see they're taking the ball to the rim and scoring.
Katie Arms knocking it down from the top of the key outside. 2 3-pointers already for Clay County, and we're at the 5:15 mark of this first quarter, 8-4 the score, Lady Dogs in front. Emma Chapin being fouled, she'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be called against Bradley Burchett. Thomas, I've got a comment that head coach Jim Brown has a set-up courtside here right behind the scores table, actually right behind Coach Walker and assistant coach Meadows and Jenkins here on the Lady Dog bench. One of the best spots, I think, that we call a game from. We're elevated a little bit, but very close to the action.
Yeah, I like the view, Daniel, and like you say, it's not something we're used to right in the middle of the game.
Chapin hit her first free throw and hits the second. Lady Blue Devils, like we mentioned, they won Tuesday night, so trying to get a big two-game District 6A win streak going here before the regular season comes to a close. Not a lot of action left, about 2 weeks left, Thomas, after tonight in this regular season. Copas with it, baseline jumpers, no good, rebound Davidson. Davidson with it, being hounded by Copas, who would love to have the basketball back. Rachel all over. Davidson finally gets across the line. Coach Brown wants to reach in, foul. It doesn't happen, though. We're about to get a five-second call. Whistles do not blow yet. Davidson finally beats the pressure and gets an assist as she fed it to A.G. Thomas, what a just an emotional series we just saw.
It was. I saw Coach Walker substitute Abby Head in for Ashlock earlier. He said, I want ball pressure. I want defensive pressure against Jackson County. He had it there, just found the back door off penetration.
Eliza Jenkins and Lily Chaffin tussle for an open ball, and it's a jump ball call being granted to the Lady Blue Devils, who have the momentum right now. We're knotted up 8-8, 4:25 mark of this first quarter. Davidson with the basketball. As Thomas mentioned, Abby Head into the contest playing. Bella Ashlock getting a quick breather early on in this one. Raglan with it. Left wing, kicks it back out to Chaffin up top. She's working against Head, drives the right side, loses the handle on the ball, and it's knocked out of bounds by Briley Burchett.
You talked about the new starter, Emma Chaffin, here for the Lady Blue Devils. She's the feature of this offense, Daniel. She's handling the ball out top, taking the ball screen and driving it to the hole and dishing so far to keep Jackson County in this game, just like that.
Two more points for Jacqueline Agee. A good assist off of the hands of Erica Davidson, and the Lady Devils lead 10-8, just halfway through this first quarter of action. Lady Dogs back in possession. Copas with it out top. Hands off to Katie Arms. Arms at left wing. Drives inside. Nice move. Shots up and good. One of the better moves we've saw Arms pull this year. And we've seen her pull a lot of good ones.
Yeah, ties it back up at 10 right there, Daniel, with 3:30 to go here in this first quarter. Arms, great move. She's done it all night. Jackson County answers. And a timeout by Coach Walker here.
The Lady Blue Devils playing like the teams of old. And they're leading 12-10 here early in the first.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, broadcasting live here from Gainesboro, Tennessee. Lady Blue Devils in front of Clay County, 12-10, 3:20 mark of the first quarter. Lady Dogs with it. Katie Arms, top of the key, kicks it. Abby Head, left corner, shots up, no good. Rebound, Jacqueline Agee for the Lady Devils. She hands off to senior point guard, Erica Davidson, who's defended by Copas. Davidson drives the left side of the lane, and Katie Arms comes up with a steal, going to have an open layup opportunity. Shots up and good. We're knotted up at 12. 2:55 and ticking here. First quarter action. Thomas, we're seeing good basketball right here. Jackson County may be 5-10 on the year, 3-5 in the district, but they look like a solid girl squad.
They do, and I think it's all about the addition of Chaffin out top, handling the ball. She's got this offense moving, Daniel, but it's Katie Arms keeping Clay County in this one, tying it up with that layup. She's got 9 first quarter points.
Sophomore against sophomore as it's Chaffin against Head. Chaffin gives it up to Davidson. Now back to Lily Chaffin, the senior on right wing. Swings it back to the sophomore Emma. She fires a 3, no good. Rebound, Copas. Copas has Head out in front. Can't get it to her, though. Kicks it instead to Arms. Left wing, 3-pointer up, no good. Rebounded by Abby Head. Good hustle. Now to Copas. Rachel drives the left side of the lane, gets the left block, spins to the right into the paint, shots up, no good. Rebound by Agee. And Jacqueline Agee playing a good game for the Lady Devils.
She is. She got 6 points here in this first quarter and a good rebound there going up against Burchett in the paint.
Davidson all the way to the hoop, left side of the lane. Shot was no good, but they say she was fouled. That foul going against Zoe Hayes on the floor for Clay County and head coach Matt Walker, Rachel Copas, Zoe Hayes, Abby Head, Katie Arms, and Bradley Burchett. Davidson at the line to shoot 2. First one's away, and it's good. Thomas, the last time the teams met on January 5th, the leading scorer for the Lady Devils was Lily Chaffin with 12. And already you mentioned tonight it was her younger sister, I believe, that near double figures.
That's right, Emma Chaffin. Also, AG scoreless in that first ball game. She got 6 already in this first quarter.
Minute 50 left, opening quarter. Clay County 12, Jackson County 14. Bella Ashoff with it. Top of the key. Drives into the paint. Spins. Kicks it outside the head. Three-point attempt. Left corner. No good. Rebound Lily Chapin. Head cannot find the mark yet from distance. Chapin with it, working against Katie Arms. She's at the left elbow, kicks it out to Davidson. Davidson at the top of the key, defended by Zoe Hayes.
You want ball pressure, put Zoe Hayes in the ball game. She's all up in Davidson.
5 second call granted. Zoe Hayes with the big turnover.
Yeah, we've talked about her all year, Daniel, and limited action she gets, but she's just so quick. She sticks to you like glue, and you saw it there.
He and right now playing for senior Rachel Copas, who's getting a breather. And Clay County on the offensive end, Briley Burchett with a great pass to Katie Arms, who scores and draws the foul. She'll go to the line for the and-one opportunity. Foul's going to be called on Jackson County's number 14, Riley Thomas.
This is a nice set right there. Briley Burchett kicked out to the three-point line, caught the ball. Arms faked and then cut back door, Daniel. Ran it to perfection.
Arms cannot complete the three-point play. Rebounded by Lily Chaffin. She kicks it out to Thomas. Thomas now trying to get past Abby Head and across the timeline. 1 minute left in the contest. Not the contest, the first quarter of the contest. And we're knotted up at 14. Classic District 6A girls action coming right now. Raglan with it. Left corner for Jackson County. She drives inside. 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded by Lily Chaffin. What a great hustle and effort by her. She kicks it back out to Raglan at left wing. And the pass stolen now as she tried to go out top. Bella Ashlock with it to the hoop. Cannot score but does draw a foul. Ashlock going to go to the line to shoot two. Let me dig up my season totals here. Emma Chaffin getting the personal foul. That's the fourth team foul against Jackson County here in this first quarter. Ashlock hits the first on the season. She's a 77% free throw shooter. Thomas, this is we don't see Bella fire a lot of three-pointers, but she's hit 4 of 9 on the year, a 45% three-point shooter.
Yeah, she's good all over the floor. Doesn't take a lot of shots, really, Daniel, overall. When she does, she's pretty true with them from anywhere.
Second one's away. Misses that one, does Bella Ashlock. Clay County leads by one, 15-14. 40 seconds left here in this opening quarter. Emma Chaffin out top, gives off to Riley Thomas. Thomas with it, working against Copas, gives it to Raglan at left wing. Raglan inside to AG, pass too strong, and it goes out of bounds. Jackson County has played near flawlessly here during this opening quarter of play. Clay County, a talented squad, and we're 15-14. Lady Dogs only leading by one. That last Lady Devil turnover, one of the few mistakes they made.
And the difference, really, Clay County has made 2 threes, Jackson County 0 at this point. If their outside shooting's falling, they're leading this game by more, Daniel.
Burchett inside, power dribble, spins to the left, shot's no good, and a foul's going to be caught against Briley Burchett, if I'm not mistaken. Kind of a tiki-tacky one. I'm not saying it didn't happen. Fouls against Briley Burchett. Her second personal of the contest. Izzy Hale going to check in for her to finish the final 18 seconds.
Yeah, it's tough to pick up the second with just, you know, a few seconds left here in the first quarter, Daniel. And like you say, it kind of didn't really see that one.
Lady Devils inbound. 15 seconds left here in this opening frame. Thomas with it. She crosses the line. Well defended by Copas. Gives off to Lily Chaffin. Chaffin dribbles into left elbow. Now the left block. Kicks it back out to Thomas. 1 second left. She's not going to get it off. And the quarter ends. Clay County 15, Jackson County 14 at the end of one. It's a District 6A Girls Dandy.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org.
where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here at IAB in Gainesboro, Tennessee, Jackson County 14, Clay County 15. Starting the second quarter of 80 Dogs with a one-point lead and the basketball. Kopas right wing, feeds inside the Burgess. Shots up, no good. Gutter on rebound. Put back, no good. Rebounded now by Ashok, who kicks it up to Kopas. Now hit, baseline jumper, no good. Ashok going to be called for an over-the-back foul.
The first time we've seen it all game, Daniel. Jackson County's been in a man-to-man the whole time. It's good to see Coach Walker going to Burgess in the post, one-on-one. She posted up right there, missed the shot, but... You know, this ball needs to go through Burchett's hand in the half court.
She's just got to keep working. I know she's frustrated right now. Her shot's been off a little. Hadn't had a lot of opportunities. Clark Range disrupted it down there. Didn't allow her to get the ball much. She's a great player in a bit of a slump for a different reason. She's just going to have to fight through it. We really need her. 7.5 minutes, second quarter. Jackson County with the ball. Emma Chapman, three-point attempt, top of the key, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Hallie Buford. And they're going to call a jump ball. Buford was tied up by both Davidson and Lily Chaffin. Possession arrow in favor of Jackson County. Riley Thomas, the inbound, off to our left here from beneath Jackson County's own hoop. I have not mentioned that. Clay County shooting at the hoop to the right from our vantage point. Jackson County, the hoop to our left. Emma Chaffin with it, top of the key. Drives to a right, working against Eliza Jenkins. Picks up the dribble, pivots, shot up, no good. Rebound, Riley Burchett. Foul's going to be called against Jackson County's number 24, Jacqueline Agee. Second personal for her, Jackson County's fifth team foul. 7:10 left in this second quarter. Clay County up 15-14.
A little different look here from Coach Brown. Maybe a box in one, a little zone action, and they're following Katie Arms, but now they fall back into the man.
Illegal screen set on Hallie Buford. She picks up her first personal on the floor for Clay County right now. Eliza Jenkins, Rachel Kopas, Hallie Buford, Katie Arms, and Bradley Burchett. Lady Devils inbound after the illegal screen set by Buford. Jackson County with an opportunity to reclaim the lead here. Riley Thomas with it, way out at the top of the key, working against Copas, swings Emma Chapman left wing, now to Davidson out top. She drives the right side lane, beats Buford to the hole, shots up, no good, and they're going to call a third personal foul against Burchett, I'm afraid. Perhaps third personal against Riley Burchett, and Coach Walker not going to have a choice but to bring her to the bench, likely.
Yeah, you see Hale getting ready to check in after this first attempt, Daniel.
Easy Hale does check into the contest. First free throw was missed by Davidson. Still 15-14. Clay County advantage. Second one's made. And we're knotted up at 15. Midway through the second quarter in the prior contest, Clay County up in the 20s. Jackson County still in the teens with their score. And we're knotted up at 15 in this one as Eliza Jenkins fires a good-looking shot from left corner. Unfortunately, in and out. No good. Rebounded by Riley Thomas for Jackson County. She quickly comes into her own front court. Sets up the offense. Gives it to Lily Chaffin. Chaffin so far has been shut down in this contest. As we mentioned, she was the leading scorer in the last game. Emma Chaffin with it now. Top of the key, working against Jenkins. Jenkins almost came up with the steal. The sophomore point guard hangs on, though. Swings it to Thomas. Now to Lily Chaffin, who's working against Arms at left wing. She's just not put the ball on the floor much tonight trying to drive. She kicks it out to her sister. Now back to the older sister inside the AG. Back to Lily Chaffin, and she scores. Thomas, we've seen a lot of good passing on the interior by the Lady Devils.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. It's all about the penetration, you know, kind of like what we saw up at Clark Range. They get the penetration and they kick it out. Well, a little different here. They're not kicking it out for the three. They're dumping it off for the two.
That was the 18th foul called against Clay County. Jenkins picked up the personal, her first. Clay County back with the ball. Easy Hale, wrap block, shots up. no good, but she was found, and Jacqueline Agee's going to pick up what's going to be her second. Actually, Lizzie Chapin picks it up, her second personal. Izzy Hale at the line to shoot free throws. First one's away. No good. Hale, 67% free throw shooter going into the Clark Range game on Tuesday. She had made 8 of 12 on the season. Second one's away, and it's no good. And a line violation going to be called, a lane violation, rather. It was a Lady Devil that stepped in early and easy with another opportunity here. 5:42 mark, second quarter, and it's Hale's second free throws away and good. It's Jackson County 18, Clay County 16. Davidson with it. Full court man pressure by Jackson County. Copas working against Davidson. Erica Davidson does get across the timeline. Copas all over her, though. She's going to have to create separation or get rid of it. She finally hands off to Riley Thomas. Thomas with it. Cherokee Upton there trying to get a five-second call against her. Thomas breaks the separation, though, creates some space, hands off to Emma Chapin at left wing. Now out top to Erica Davidson. She drives to the free throw line, cuts out to Chapin. Chapin drives inside. Lily Chapin right-handed layup, no good. Got her own rebound, though, kicks it back out to her sister, Emma. And she hands off to Davidson, who traveled. Clay County lucky there that the Lady Devils didn't come away with points.
Yeah, nice possession there for Jackson County. Second chance on the rebound, and then just fortunate to get the turnover with the travel.
5:05 mark, second quarter. Jackson County 18, Clay County 16. Lady Dogs trailing by two. They've traveled down here 21 miles down the Cumberland River and gotten to a dogfight here with the Lady Blue Devils early. Katie Arms with it on the offensive end all the way to the hoop. She draws the foul and makes the shot. Arms so good at that. Looking in her trips to the foul line this year, going back to Tuesday night, at least prior to that contest, we see that Katie making over 30 trips to the line. And it seems like more than that, but I've no doubt Coach Meadows is 100% spot on with his numbers.
Does, Daniel. She's got a baker's dozen with 13, could make it 14 here at the line. 11 of those coming in the first quarter. This is her first point to the second as she misses the free throw again.
Easy Hale with the rebound, put back no good. Rebound this time by Abby Head. So Clay County with a double possession, so to speak, here. Arms passes inside to Hale. Hale down low to Upton, now outside to Copas. Three-pointer up, no good. It hit the top of the backboard, but they let it play in a travel call on Easy Hale. Essentially a makeup for not blowing it dead when it hit the top. 4:36 mark, second quarter, and Thomas, we're knotted up at 18.
Yeah, I won't say it's what we expected. I expected it to be close in the first quarter and then watch Clay County pull away as a steal leads to an arms bucket. She's got 15 tonight.
Abby Head with the steal on them, mounting an assist as she fed Katie Arms inside. Timeout taken by head coach Jim Brown, the 32nd variety. 4:26 mark, second quarter, Clay County 20, Jackson County 18.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, 4:15 and ticking, second quarter. Lady Devils with the basketball on the floor for Clay County is going to be Copas, Arms, Buford, Head, and Upton. Ball knocked out of bounds off of a Lady Dog. Jackson County going to inbound, try this thing again on the offensive end. Exactly halfway through this second quarter, Clay County in front by two. Their biggest lead, no, the biggest lead was 5-0 early. And now Coach Sims coming in to join us in just a moment. Maybe he can bring a little bit of good luck to this Lady Dog squad. And we do have another foul call, this one against Katie Arms, her first person of the contest. Jackson County has 17 fouls so far, Clay County 9. And it's going to be Davidson at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Coach Sims, glad you can make it.
Well, thank you. Been on a little journey today to scut back.
Cherokee Upton with the rebound. Coast to coast misses the layup. Rebounded by A.G. A.G. feeds it to Thomas. Riley Thomas with it. Defended by Copas at left wing. Coach Sims, you've missed a classic matchup between two great teams here right now.
Yeah, I've been listening to it on the
Jackson
phone.
County, we told folks prior to the contest starting, don't be deceived by their 5-10 record. A great coach, a good squad that's improved with each and every game.
That's what I hear. They hung with us the first time for about almost a half, then we kind of ran away with it. Maybe it'll be that way tonight, hopefully.
3:31 mark, second quarter. Clay County with the basketball. 20-18 the score. Copas out top, swings to Arms at right wing, gives it up to Zoe Hayes. She drives the right side of the lane, shots up, no good. I like the move, though, by Hayes. Rebounded by Copas. She come up with a steal and a reverse layup. Had two more points to the tally, and it's 22-18.
Oh, got a turnover.
Turnover created by that pressure. It was Copas and Head getting Thomas in a trap. She wildly threw it away out of bounds. Clay County with an opportunity to start a bit of a run here. On the floor, Rachel Copas, Abby Head, Zoe Hayes, Hallie Buford, and Katie Arms. Buford with it out top. Fires the three. No good. Short up the front of the iron. Rebounded by Jackson County and a foul called against Buford, who reached in to try to get it back.
You're talking about the run. They're on a 7-0 run right now, Daniel, to take this lead, the largest lead of the game so far for anybody, I think. About 4 to 6 points, I guess, earlier.
Yeah, because we opened up 5-0.
Yep.
2:56 mark of this second quarter with that Buford foul. It was her second personal, and we see the teams walk to the other end of the floor. And senior Nikki Ragland at the line to shoot what's going to be two shots, already 10 team fouls, a double bonus. Ragland hits the first as Bella Ashok checks back in. Second one's away. And it is short, rebounded by Katie Arms. Arms with it, across the timeline, at the free throw line, drives the right side of the lane, kicks out to Ashok. She's into the paint, and almost scored. She draws a foul, though. Ashok going to go to the line to shoot two. Foul goes against Riley Thomas, her second personal. First one's away by Ashok, and it's good. 23-19 now, 4-point lead. Is that the same score you have, Thomas?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Second one's no good by Ashnock, rebounded by Ragland. Riley Thomas has been the point for the last several minutes. Forehead Coach Brown and Emma Chapman swung over to a shooting guard at the right wing. Now Davidson with it. She drives inside, kicks to Ragland. Now free throw line jumper by A.G. No good. Rebounded by Copas. Rachel doing a good job inside on the boards. Copas with it out top. Spins into the paint. Dishes off to Ashok with a great play. And they call her for an I thought they called an offensive foul, no. But they didn't. They're just saying the bucket was good.
Yeah, got a chance for a 3-point play. That's a nice play. Nice dish off.
Who was it that found her? Copas?
I think Copas, yeah.
So Ashok gets the 2-point bucket, and she's at the line to try to complete the 3-point play.
Yeah, I thought Copas was going to shoot the ball, but Bella come slashing in from the corner and did a real good shot.
Completes that 3-point play the old-fashioned way, putting Clay County in front by 7, 26-19. And that feels like a little bit of breathing room after what's been a back-and-forth battle. Katie Arms with a steal. Layup attempt is good, and she's fouled. Katie goes to the line. Coach Sims, you must have brought some momentum.
We was down 2 when I got out of the car, and we was up 2 when I got in, so we've been frustration since I got here.
Timeout taken by Jackson County, 2:06 mark of this second quarter. Clay County 28, Jackson County 19.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Back here from Gainesboro, Tennessee. Appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to the broadcast tonight. Katie Arms at the line, shooting one here, completing her three-point play. Clay County now in front by 10, their biggest lead of the contest. And what a run this has been for them, Thomas.
An 11-1 run. They made one free throw in amongst that to get up and kind of turn the tides in this ball game, Daniel.
It certainly has. Katie Arms picking up a foul they're going to send a Lady Devil to the line to shoot two. I believe that's Emma Crockett. On the floor for Clay County, Bella Ashlock, Rachel Copas, Katie Arms, Abby Head, and Zoe Hayes. First one was missed by Crockett. Second one's away, and it's missed as well. Katie Arms with the rebound. The senior guard across the timeline. Top of the key, kicks out to Hayes. Hayes drives to the hoop and scores. Zoe's played really good tonight.
Well, I haven't been here much, but yes, she looks good while I've been here.
The big difference we've noticed is her aggressiveness
right
on the offensive end. Minute 40 left in this second quarter. Crockett with it, defended by Hayes, gives it up to Davidson out top. She works against Copas. At the free throw line is Davidson. Tried to go to Raglan in the corner, but knocked out of bounds by Katie Arms. Minute 29 left in the second. Clay County 31, Jackson County 19. I kind of missed the excitement of the earlier minutes, but I am glad Clay County's comfortably in front right now. Lady Devils on the inbound. Thomas with it. Hands off to Crockett. Crockett now to Davidson. Davidson drives, spins to the left, kicks it out to Crockett, who fires a three, top of the key, and hits it. 31-22 after that triple made by Emma Crockett. 9-point contest. 1 minute left in the second quarter. Ashlock inside, shots up, good. Coach Sims Brownlee picking up three personals early, had to steal some.
Yeah, I heard y'all saying on the broadcast that she picked up her third.
Davidson with it for Jackson County. 45 seconds left in the second. Works to Raglan in the left corner, who's defending my head. Now back to Riley Thomas up top. Rachel Copas all over. Thomas going to have to quickly get rid of it. She does, though, to Crockett. Crockett with Hayes all over her. Clay County just doing a nice job right now. There's a steal by Rachel Copas. She also has Zoe Hayes down there. Copas going to keep it herself. Shot up. Good. And timeout taken by head coach Matt Walker. He's going to send in Eliza Jenkins and Hannah Raines here. And it's 35-22, 20 seconds left in this first half. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the three-star program. Come by. Back here for the final second. Shot up by Davidson. No good. Rebound by Copas. Copas tap now 2 seconds on the clock. Abby Head right by three is good. At the buzzer and the exclamation mark of that big second quarter run put in by Abby Head. 38-22 after two quarters. It was a tight one up until that big run. Thomas will talk more about that here in just a moment on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County Three-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the Three-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Gainesboro, Tennessee, where Clay County leads Jackson County 38-22 here at halftime. And then they were up 15-14 by 1 point heading into the second quarter. And then they went on a run, 7-0 run, and stretched it out to an 11-1 run to outscore Jackson County 23-8 in the second stanza, and has come behind the efforts of senior Katie Arms. She's got 18 first-half points. The other senior, Rachel Copas, making a big bucket late there and has 7. Bella Ashlock has 7. Zoe Hayes has 2. Izzy Hale has 1. And Abby Head, a big three-pointer at the halftime buzzer to put Clay County up 38-22. For Jackson County, Emma Crockett has three, Erica Davidson three, Nikki Ragland one, Jacqueline Agee six, Lily Chaffin seven, and Emma Chaffin has 2 points so far. Again, Clay County leads 38-22 here at halftime in Gainesboro. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, about 2.5 minutes left for tip-off. A great time to share a few things. And we will go ahead and start off by mentioning the Clay County High School cheerleaders who will be making a return, I understand, next week to action. Governor Bill Lee lifting that executive order. It's my understanding when Clay County returns to Joe Sims Gymnasium here this next week from tonight, everybody should be open. No restriction on who comes in. I think there will still be a slight self-imposed attendance restriction as far as total number, but I don't think we'll come anywhere near that total number that's going to be set. So, folks, you are welcome. It's my understanding to return to Joe Sims Gymnasium this coming Friday night when Clay County takes on somebody. I don't even know who it is.
I don't either, Daniel. I know we play Pickett on the road Tuesday.
Maybe Red Bull.
Probably Red Bull and Springs.
Want to mention those cheerleaders, though. They've not got to call but one or two basketball games this year, or cheer for them, rather. Freshman Allison Collins, Callie Davana, Coley Graves, Lainey Haynes, and Jalen Strong. Sophomores Katie Burnett, Allie Copeland, Haley Montgomery, and Kenley Trobaugh. Juniors Anna Ray Collins, Haley Kirk, Zoe Siever, Tamara Smith, and seniors Austin Weir and Maggie Weir. Just a few days ago, they did not think they would get to cheer at all, but they are going to be back.
And that's a great thing, I mean, for those girls, especially those seniors, Daniel.
Yeah, absolutely. Want to mention a few leaders here against Jackson County. Thomas, I know you've got some other local info that we'll mention here in a little bit. Single game leaders for the girls against Jackson County. Scoring leader, 1991, Jan Arms. She had 29 against Jackson County. Second place, Tricia Strong with 28. And her daughter, Taylor Strong, sits third with 27 against Jackson County. Free throw leaders, Mackenzie Hamilton and Crystal Davis. They both hit 10 apiece against the Lady Devils. Rebound leaders, Amanda Kendall with 15. Jan Arms with 15. And Stephanie Rich with 14. Assist leader, Sonia Smith, had 10 assists. She sits second also with 7, and Sydney Roach ties her with 7 against Jackson County. Block shot leaders, Amber Strong sits atop a list. with four block shots against Jackson County her junior year, I guess it was, in 2003. And the steal leaders, three great ones, Coach Sims, tied with seven steals apiece. Melissa Webb, Tia Burchett, and Tia Ashlock, all with seven takeaways against Jackson County. A lot of good games that you've had against Coach Brown over the years.
Yeah, he pretty much owned us for, well, we owned him for a while, then he owned us for a while. Then last few years, you know, we've been winning all of them. But, yeah, his talent level there for, you know, 15 years was just unbelievable. It was just, you just couldn't hardly beat them, especially when they were double-A. And then after they came back single-A, talent was still there, you know.
They had that stretch in the early 2000s, I think four consecutive state titles. However, the biggest win ever against them, 2012 state championship game.
No doubt.
I can still remember Sidney Roach knocking down that half-court three-pointer to finish the third.
Yeah.
We are back under third quarter action now here in Jackson County High School. And a foul called early. Going to be Eliza Jenkins called for the foul. The teams have flipped into the floor. Jackson County working at the hoop to our right now. Clay County is going to be working at the hoop to our left. Lady Devils on the inbound play. Jenkins with two personals now. Lizzie Chapin to the hoop. She draws a foul. And I think another one going to be called against Eliza Jenkins. Now her third. She picks up two in a matter of seconds.
Oh.
Clay County with a lot of fouls called tonight. Bradley Burchett with three. Eliza Jenkins with three. Bella Ashlock with two. Katie Arms with two. And Hallie Buford with two. Lizzie Chapin misses the first free throw. Second one's away and good. 38 to 23 now. Tobus with it out top for Clay County. Swings to the right wing now. Eliza Jenkins inside to Burchett. Bradley drives baseline. And a foul called against Jacqueline Agee, her third personal in the contest. Tobus going to inbound the ball.
Talking about fouls, that's the fourth on Agee.
I've got her for three, but it is four. You're right, Thomas. Kevin King at the scores table does such a great job down here. We certainly won't argue with what he shows. Fourth on Agee, the premier post player, and she stays on the floor. Coach Brown not subbing for her right now. Perhaps he thinks she has three as well. Who scored that bucket?
Eliza.
Eliza Jenkins adds two. Her
good
first
pass,
of the night.
Good pass from Copas.
Big District 6A girls matchup coming up Tuesday night in Burgstown as Copa steals it, feeds ahead to Jenkins. Jenkins across the paint to Ashlock. Now she dishes it to Burchett, who adds two. Is that Bradley's first bucket? Coach Sims, you probably heard us. We talked earlier about some of the woes that Burchett's had the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Copas with another steal. She's going to go to the hoop this time. Dishes over to Ashlock. Her shot up good. Clay County taking over these last 8 minutes of the contest, the second half of the second quarter, and here early in the third. 44 for Clay County, 23 for Jackson County, and a timeout taken. 6:33 left in the third.
Signs. Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Lady Devils on the inbound. Clay County has asserted a strong display of dominance here, as we were mentioning before the break, over the last several minutes of game time. Lady Devils now trail by a bunch. Emma Chaffin to the hoop, misses the shot. Ball goes out of bounds. No, it was saved by the Lady Devils. Lily Chaffin to the hoop. She's going to be fouled by Bella Ashlock. Bella picking up her third personal. 44 to 23 the score, so a 21-point lead now for Clay County. And this one early, Thomas, was just back and forth.
Yeah, it was, Daniel. Clay County led by one at the end of the first quarter. and it was 15-18. They were down three when they went on that run in the second quarter. Ended up outscoring them 23-8 in that before the half.
Lizzie Chapman hits the first free throw. Second one's way. It's also good. Coba's going to bring it down the floor for head coach Matt Walker. Walker in his fifth season, as we mentioned. He's had 11 prior meetings with Jackson County, has an 8-3 record against them. Only coaching for the fifth time in this gym, a 2-2 record in this facility. I don't see it posted anywhere, but I thought this gym was named after Coach Kermit.
Clarkham?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I know he's one of the well-known names down here.
Two more points for Jacqueline Agee. Quickly, Clay County back, and Burchett going to draw a foul, goes to the line to shoot two. We may be sitting too low tonight to see it. I'm not sure, but I know somewhere here before I've seen it in this gym, his name.
It could be out in the lobby. I don't really
maybe.
Know.
Burchett's first one's away. No good. Second one's away, and it is good. Coach Sims, we got a couple other district games going on tonight, of course. I was going to have you pick the winner or two of them. We got 11-6 Pickett County at 10-8 Red Bull and Springs. Who do you like in that girls' game?
I'll take Pickett.
And 2-13 Gordonsville hosting 1-13 Drowsdale.
I'll probably take Gordonsville in that one.
Pickett and Gordonsville. Copas called for the foul.
Glad you let him do that. I was going to go for the underdog, Red Bull. At home, I think.
You know, we picked Coach Edwards and Thomas and I during football season pick games in the pregame show, and it kind of hit me last night, and they just start doing that with you and Coach Watson. So, first picks of the year. We'll try to do that each time.
Late picking a 14-point game the first time, so it would be a major upset for Pickett or
it would.
Red Bull to win.
If they can control Bilbrey, keep her under 20 maybe, we'll see how it goes. Jackson County with the basketball. Lizzie Chapman swings it to Raglan out top. Now around to Emma Chapman at right wing. She tries to go inside to her sister, and that pass stolen by Katie Arms. Katie with it into the paint, spins to her left, shots up, no good, but she is fouled and will go to the line to shoot two.
Say one thing about these refs. You take the hole, you get a foul call just about.
We've seen a lot of them. They've been
about every play, yeah. Both ends. If you take it in there, they're going to call a foul.
I'm sure Coach Edwards, who's sitting over here beside us watching that, probably thankful for it because his junior standout guard, Grant Strong, so good at driving to the hole. He could go to the line a lot tonight.
Yeah, he could.
Abby Head checking into the contest. Bella Ashlock coming out on the floor now for Clay County. Is Abby Head, Bradley Burchett, Eliza Jenkins, Rachel Copas, and Katie Arms, who's at the line, to shoot a second free throw. It is good. Actually, it was her first one. 46-27 after that make. Arms with the second attempt. It's away and also good. Katie's shooting well tonight from the free throw line.
She is the only one with those two charity tosses. She's up to 20 on the night. Had 18 in the first half. We've seen her have some big first half so far, haven't we, Coach, in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, 25-point game. You say she had 18 in the first half of the quarter. That's pretty good.
That was the bulk of Clay County scoring.
Yeah.
Copas fires a three. No good. Short off the front of the iron, and it goes out of bounds. Jackson County going to regain possession. Looking back at the last meeting on January 5th in Salina, we see that Arms had 16 in that contest, and she led Clay County in scoring, so a better offensive night tonight for her. Riley Thomas was the sophomore across the timeline, defended by Eliza Jenkins. Jenkins not giving Thomas a lot of operating room. Finally, she gets it off to senior teammate Erica Davidson, who's working against Copas. Handed off down to Lizzie Chapman, and she double dribbles.
I didn't know what Nathan Aaron was reffing now. Used to be Pickett County boys coach.
Is that who that is?
Over there, yeah.
Okay. Now, did he go over to White County at one time and do something?
Yeah, he was assistant principal or something down there. I think that's where he came from when he came to Pickett. I think he quit back there, I believe. He's a really good player in his time.
Yeah.
Played at Freed Harbor for 4 years. I think had a really good career down there.
If I'm not mistaken, scored over 2,000 points
probably
in his career. Halfway through this third quarter, Zoe Hayes fires a three, no good. On the floor for Clay County, we see Abby Head, Katie Arms, Izzy Hale, Zoe Hayes, and Rachel Kobus. 3:57 mark of this third quarter. Clay County in front, 47-29. Things have been a little bit slower paced and a little bit boring, honestly, ever since Clay County's been on that big run.
Yeah, it's what you want to see, but like you said, that first quarter was pretty exciting, Daniel.
It was. It was. We're sitting here essentially courtside and had a bird's eye view of action. Riley Thomas with it across the timeline for Jackson County. Running jumper no good. Rebound Izzy Hale. She gives off to Hayes. Hayes up court to Abby Head. She's to the hoop. Shots up and no good. Rebound by number 13, Carly Bean. Bean hands off to Riley Anderson. Coach Brown playing some younger girls now already in the contest. And we see sophomore Emma Crockett knock down the 10-foot jumper. No starters on the floor for Coach Brown right now. Halfway through this third quarter, I don't know that conceding would be the right term, but, I mean, it's a 16-point game at this point. Make it an 18-point game as Topa scores.
They've cut into the lead, you know, some. It was 22 or 3 there at one time.
Perhaps he felt like his older girls were just a little winded or was perhaps a little upset with him. And we see two more points, this time for Riley Thomas. Clay County on the offensive, Katie Arms left wing, uses a Copa screen to fire a three, yeah, knocks it down. Katie Arms playing really good in this post-Christmas 2021 season. Crockett with it, has it stolen by Arms, she dishes off the head, head now hands off to Hale, who gives up to Hayes, now Copas right wing, she fires a three, in and out, no good, rebounded put back, Izzy Hale, good for two. Good presence by Hale to be there to clean up the missed shot. Timeout taken by Jackson County. It's a full timeout. 2:23 left in this third quarter. Clay County 54, Jackson County 33. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, 2:15 left in this third quarter. Jackson County with the basketball. Clay County, though, with a 21-point lead. Anderson with it at left wing. Pass stolen by Bella Ashlock. The big freshman crosses the timeline, pulls up behind the arc, dishes down to Briley Birch, and Briley adds 2 more points. Great pass.
It was a really good pass.
Riley Anderson with it, defended by Katie Arms. Arms comes around, not Arms, but Anderson comes to the left. Now goes inside. 2 more points added this time by Emma Stepp, the junior post player. Stepp with her first bucket of the contest, making it 56-35. Arms with it, right wing for Clay County. Dishes off to Upton. Upton wants to pull the trigger on a three, decides not to, goes inside to Merchant, who's fouled. Stepp going to be called for the reach in. Her first personal. Thomas, some of that information I kind of held you off on earlier had to do with the 5th and 6th grade Sonic 8 girls who had a big win last night. I know when we have an opportunity, you want to talk about that. Bella Ashok adds 2 more points. 6-foot jumper from the left block. Minute 20 left here in this third quarter. Riley Thomas with it. She runs the point for head coach Jim Brown. She works to Anderson at left wing. Now across to Harris out top, who's under pressure from Ashok. Finally gets it away to Crockett. Crockett driving against Copas. Shot blocked by Merchant. Merchant with a full head of steam across the timeline all the way into the paint. Loses the handle. Circles back out. Upton fires a three. Good. Cherokee Upton knocking down the triple from left wing. 50 seconds remaining here in this third quarter, 61-35 the score. If you're just tuning in, don't think it's been all black and gold. This was a tight game through the first 12 minutes. First quarter and a half saw a back-and-forth battle before Clay County put it away for good with a huge run. Checking back into the contest, Hannah Raines, Izzy Hale, and Hallie Buford checking out. Bradley Burchett, Rachel Copas, and Bella Ashlong. Merchant finally got some of that offensive play going, did she not, Thomas?
She did, Daniel. All in the third quarter, she's got 5 points here tonight. Bella Ashlock checking out with double figures. Got in 11. And, of course, Arms leaving the game with 23.
Three-point attempt by Jackson County. No good. Rebound Zoe Hayes. She comes down, dishes off to Buford, who fires a three and misses everything. 20 seconds left in this third quarter. Jackson County back in possession. Emma Crockett with it. Left wing. Works inside to Emma Stepp. That shot's up. No good. There are three different players on this Jackson County squad, all with the first name of Emma. Just notice that.
Must have been a real popular name.
I guess so.
That's like the Mandas. One time, yeah. I think I had 6 or 7 on my team was named Amanda.
We had... it escapes me now. Had three different young ladies in the high school a few years ago, all with the same name, first and last name. We had to use their middle initial to signify which one we was talking about. 10 seconds to go in this third quarter. Free throws were no good. Hayes fires up a three, no good. In and out, rebound by Thomas. Riley Thomas with it. 1 second left, and she cannot get the shot off. Third quarter ends. Clay County 61, Jackson County 35.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here for this fourth and final quarter. 61-35, currently the score. Clay County in front and with the basketball. Izzy Hale, right block, shots up, no good. Rebounded by Emma Stepp. Stepp hands off to Bean. Bean under pressure from Upton, works it out to Thomas. And Thomas going to march it across the timeline for Jackson County. Kennedy May coming to the scores table along with Lauren Weaver to check in early in this fourth quarter. Three-pointer taken and missed by Jackson County. Rebound, Hallie Buford. Buford with it and across the timeline. Swings over to Zoe Hayes at right wing. Hayes inside to Izzy Hale. Hale into the paint. Shots up, no good. Emma Stepp with good defense there. May have partially blocked that shot. Loose ball picked up by Hayes, though. She swings it to Buford, now back to Hayes. Hayes drives, 10-foot jumper up, no good. Rebound Izzy Hale, put back, no good. And it's rebounded by Riley Thomas. 7 minutes left here in this contest. We mentioned that Clay County would be in action Tuesday night from Birdstown, the final of three consecutive road games for the Clay County teams, and I think that's the last away game of the regular season. I think they finish off with about four straight games from Joe Sims Gym there in Salina. Coach Sims, that's a big one Tuesday night.
It is.
Going to essentially be for second place,
right.
And that'll be a double bye in the district tournament. Automatic berth in the semifinal round.
Yeah, I forgot they changed that last year.
Guaranteeing that you can't be eliminated.
Right.
Automatic region berth just by finishing second.
Yep.
I think Coach Edwards was instrumental in helping push for that particular format of the bracket. Very often he was finishing regular season number one with his boys, and he was having to turn around and play an elimination district quarterfinal against the 8 seed.
Yeah, we were talking about that before they passed it. Me and him were at school, and I had the bracket. I'd got off double A a couple of years before that at my desk or at school. I don't know if I'd give it to him or what, but anyway, they decided to do that. I first thought, well, you know, one play eight and so forth, but like you say, you know, you have a bunch sick and
right.
You never know what might could happen, you know.
Especially in this COVID year.
Yeah.
Clay County with the basketball. Have some fresh faces in the contest. Kendall Matthews with it. She swings out to Upton. Upton fires a three. Good. Her second triple of this second half. On the floor for Clay County, Kendall Matthews, Lauren Weaver, Hannah Raines, Cherokee Upton, and Kennedy May. Jackson County with the basketball. 6:15 mark of this fourth and final quarter. Emma Steph adds two more points for Jackson County.
And another good thing about that bracket, you know, is the lower seeded teams have a chance to win some games.
Right.
You know, before they have to play the top two or three, you know, you got, I don't know, six playing eight or five playing seven or something like that. You know, it's usually teams that, you know, they'll have a chance to win.
And talking to Coach Walker about that format, he mentioned that I think it was maybe the Gordonsville girls coach had mentioned that they favored that. Because with the other one, that first round game was a satellite contest. They would get eliminated and never experience that central side district tournament experience.
Right.
Of course, during this COVID year, it don't matter.
Central side anyway, but in normal year, you know, we'd hopefully have one. Maybe about next year we'll be back a little more toward normal.
I would think so.
Hopefully.
5:40 left in this contest. Fourth quarter action. Maddie Hayes with it inside. She's checked into the contest. So on the floor for Clay County, we see Emma Walker, Kendall Matthews, Maddie Hayes, who's at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1 or maybe two, Kennedy May and Lauren Weaver. Going to be two shots for Maddie Hayes. First one's away. A little too strong off the back of the iron. Second shot's away. Same result. Off the back of the iron. Nice rebound by Lauren Weaver. She dishes off to Kennedy May. May with it left wing. Feeds back inside to Maddie Hayes. Now out top to Kendall Matthews. Matthews with it. Works to right wing. Emma Walker. Now Lauren Weaver right corner. She dribbles back out top. Gives to May. Inside to Maddie Hayes. She's to the hoop and scores. Maddie Hayes has shown when she comes in late in these contests, she knows how to score.
Yeah, she's putting a hole.
Had 4 points up at Clark Range towards the end of that contest on Tuesday night. Turnover for Jackson County on their offensive end. Clay County back on the offensive unit. Hannah Raines checking back into the contest. Kennedy May coming out. Maddie Hayes with it. Free throw line distance inside to Hannah Raines now. Hannah's shot up, and it's good. She draws a foul and goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Hannah here during her final campaign as a Lady Bulldog. to 39 the score. I apologize for not giving that in the last few minutes. 4:53 left in this one as Hannah Raines completes the three-point play, knocking it down. 69-39, so a 30-point difference. No running clock at this point.
No.
So plenty of time here for these ladies to finish out this contest. Lauren Weaver on the rebound. Weaver going to bring it down the floor herself. Has it top of the key. Hands off to Kendall Matthews. Matthews drives, tries to put it up from the free throw line. Has it knocked away, picked up by Hannah Raines. Now back to Matthews at left wing. She gives up to Weaver out top. Weaver hands off to Emma Walker. Walker defended by Crockett. Drives to the right. Gives back to Weaver. That pass knocked away, though, before Weaver could come in possession of it. And to the hoop scoring for Jackson County is Emma Crockett. 69-41. Kendall Matthews ahead to Emma Walker. She fires a three short off the front of the rim, trying to get her own rebound, but it's Emma Crockett coming up with it. Crockett to the other end. Hands off to a teammate. Aaron Davidson, her shot up, no good. Rebound Weaver. Weaver controlling the boards here late in this one. Clay County back on the offensive end. Emma Walker shot up, no good. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Her shot's up and good. And she's fouled going to the line. Hayes, a promising future, I believe, is a Lady Bulldog.
Yeah, I think she'll make a pretty decent player, you know, before she's done.
3:37 left in this fourth quarter, 71-41 the score. Hayes fires her free throw, no good. Rebounded by Jackson County. Lady Devils across the timeline, work it into the paint. Now back out top. Anderson firing a three-pointer from right wing. It's good. Clay County going to go to 14-6 on the season. 9-2 in district play. Those two losses, of course, in the district coming at the hands of Clark Range. Lady Buffaloes have as good a squad as I can remember them having in recent years.
But, you know, we just, like we could come in here tonight and just shoot the ball good, hit everything up there. Other than that, we couldn't hit nothing. You know, I mean, we just got to get past this mental thing. I think, you know, it's kind of in our heads, kind of like it was with Pickett last year.
Yep. Turnover for Jackson County. Clay County back in possession. Kendall Matthews out top. 3 minutes left in this contest. Matthews loses the handle, regains possession of the ball. Drives, gives it to Maddie Hayes, who fires a three. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound in a step. Step to Anderson. Anderson ahead to a teammate. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Coach Walker talking to his young players here, giving instructions. Walker with it at left wing. Works across the key to Kennedy May. May drives baseline. Shots up and good.
Nice shot.
May, a sophomore, hasn't seen a ton of time. Of course, she plays point guard and has two good players in front of her, Copas and Zoe Hayes.
Yeah.
Maddie Hayes with a rebound off a missed Lady Devil attempt. Works to Kennedy May, now inside to Hannah Raines. Hook shot up, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Maddie Hayes. And it'll be Jackson County back in possession. So let's talk about those six losses, maybe between all three of us we can name them. Two of them to Clark Range, one to Sunbright.
One to Livingston, one to Lipscomb, one to Macon County.
Okay, so that's all six. So five good teams we just named there, right?
Yeah, really good.
I mean, I know that Livingston's down in their league, but they're still good teams.
They're still a lot, they're better than they were been the last couple of years. They've got a pretty decent record. Of course, Sunbright year in, year out, they're not too good, but evidently they got a pretty good team this year. Of course, Lipscomb game, we lost in overtime, I think. Didn't get to see it, but we're making top 10 state double A, so you know, we've lost our good teams.
We'll be meeting Macon County again February the 6th in Salina.
Well,
an afternoon contest.
They haven't been playing real good lately. I mean,
no,
they've lost
four in a row?
Not in a row, but they've lost four.
Clay County back with possession of the ball here. Maddie Hayes at right block. Works to the baseline. Shots up no good. Rebounded by Rebecca Harris of Jackson County. Minute 15 left in this one.
They hadn't just been losing. They've been getting drilled.
What's happening to them?
Well, I don't know. I think people's figured them out a little. Of course, they've been playing really good teams. Upperman's really good. They beat them 30.
York.
York's good. They beat them 20. Played Ensworth in a showcase thing. That might be the best team in the state. They beat them 20. And Westmoreland beat them 7, I think, the other night. Westmoreland's like 16-3, so evidently they're pretty good, too. So
perhaps some of those woes here during the regular season may just make them stronger down the stretch.
Yeah, might do it, you know.
Kenzie May at the line to shoot free throws. 50 seconds left in the contest. May makes that first one, 74-44. Thomas, we've not let you get a word in. I don't think there's been much to offer for you. You've been writing down scores.
Yes. Not much to say. Lady Dogs kind of put this one away before the half, Daniel, and then really imposed their will there in the third quarter.
75-44. 40 seconds left. Big boys game coming up after this one. Interesting stat. Overall, Coach Edwards has a 30-17 record against Jackson County. He's won essentially two to every one loss. However, in this gym, his teams have an 8-10 record, one of the few stats you can dig up from Coach Edwards' career that's a losing record.
Something like several years, so we couldn't win a game down here. I think it beat us a couple times.
Year we lost down here. I remember in, I think, 2009, perhaps, with...
we've had some good teams get beat down
here. Sure have. Maddie Hayes with a shot. 5 seconds left. No good. Rebounded by Kennedy May. Her put back good. Right before the final buzzer, making it 77-46. Clay County moving to 14-6 on the year overall. 9-2 in District 6A play.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthRehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Time now for the Eco Panels Lady Dog Wrap. Coach Sims, I know you weren't here early for this one, but kind of what you might expect out of the Clay County, Jackson County teams of old, just a back and forth first half at the end of that first quarter. I think it was 15-14 in favor of Jackson County.
Right. Yeah, like I said, I was listening to it on the phone coming from Cookville, and I think we were still down two when I got out of the car and started in. By the time I got in the gym, we were up four. From that point on, we just kind of took control of the game. We took it from that out to 12 or something before they scored, I think. So we, probably the biggest thing was, you know, we was defending, we was keeping them from scoring, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
I think halftime score 38-22. And, of course, you know, from there it just went on more Lady Dogs. Another good win heading into this big Pickett County game this Friday, you know, or this Tuesday night. Should help build a little bit of momentum there for that one.
Hopefully, yeah, after the game at Clark Range the other night, we didn't get a whole lot done up there. It'd just be nice if we could shoot the ball anywhere close to like we did tonight against Clark Range. You know, I think it'd be a really good game, which that's what I was expecting up there, but we just didn't play very good at all. Maybe if we play them again, you know, we can give them a better game, hopefully. But
looking at scoring from this one, Clay County doing a nice job defensively. Leading scorer for Jackson County was senior Lizzie Chaffin, the only Lady Devil in double figures. She only had 10, and I think a lot of the trouble they had ended up being created by pressure. We ended up with a lot of steals.
Yeah, we did. Third quarter particularly, you know, we was getting a lot of steals and a lot of two-on-ones, you know, saw some really good passing and, hitting a lot of layups. That's kind of when we extended it from 15 out to 30 there in that quarter, but it's mostly off the defense.
Scoring run down for Jackson County. 1 point for Nikki Ragland, 2 points for Emma Chaffin, 2 for Riley Thomas, 3 for Riley Anderson, 5 points for Erica Davidson, 7 points for Emma Crockett, 8 points for Jacqueline Agee, 8 points for Emma Stepp, and as we said, Lizzie Chaffin, the leading scorer with 10 for Clay County. 2 points for Eliza Jenkins, 2 for Zoe Hayes, 3 for Izzy Hale, 3 for Abby Head, 4 for Madison Hayes, 6 for Kennedy May, 6 for Cherokee Upton, 11 for Bella Ashlock, 9 for Rachel Copas, 5 for Bradley Burchett, and Katie Arms leading with 23. She had 18 in the first half. So, Coach, we go back and look at those kind of four leading scores. Bradley Burchett, 5, Katie Arms, 23, Rachel Copas, 9, Bella Ashlock, 11. So two of them getting into double figures. And all four of them can do it night in, night out. To be a good team and have a great night, we're going to have to get all four of them flirting around with
them. Yeah, that's true. That's like we said the other night, you know, I think Katie got 5 and Bradley got 3, which Bradley's still kind of, I guess, not playing like she did last year for the most part. But, you know, some of it's, I think, injury, and some of it she just kind of in a little slump and, you know, may not be throwing her the ball enough for her to score, a whole lot. But I thought she played pretty good tonight while I was here. If we can get, 9 and 11 out of those other two, we compete with anybody. But, you know, getting 3 and 5 and 2, you're not going to compete with anybody doing that much.
Well, we know that in District 6, Clark Range, the big juggernaut there. What about region matchup? Whipple, Van Buren, South Pitt, those teams.
Well,
is Whipple the best squad?
Van Buren beat them. They've got a really good record. They're ranked in the top 10 in the state. They've only lost one game. I hadn't seen them play this year, but now I thought Whitwell had a really good team. I thought we were played really good that second half. You know, I scored them like 23-2. We were down like 8 and ended up winning by 8, but I was pretty impressed with them. I just think in the end that Whitwell's the best team, but I could be wrong. You know, Van Buren may be better than I think they are, but it was a solid play last year, and they could have improved a lot. You know, they've got a good record, so we just have to wait and see. But that's definitely the two best teams down there, because only 4, I think. So I don't think the other two are too good, whoever they are.
I think maybe South Pitt. Out Valley. That may be wrong. But
yeah.
Like you say, typically weaker. But looking ahead a little bit, but it'll be region tournament before you know it.
I think, either of those teams would be capable of beating anybody on their court. Now, I don't back Clark Range. They like us, they'd have to play better than they have probably this year to do it. But now, of course, Pickett went the other day and got beat 13, I think it was.
Whitwell beat Pickett.
Yeah.
And, of course, we beat Whitwell twice. So, Clay County definitely right now kind of controls their own destiny.
They do.
A pretty good place. Folks, this has been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, about 2 minutes here from the announcement of the starters in this big District 6A boys contest. So we'll go ahead and do the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Thomas, make sure you cover it all just like their agency does. Kick it off.
Well, my apologies tonight. I think the Dogs need to have their minds right. They pretty much cakewalked through this league, except for when they face this Jackson County team. They actually trailed most of that contest, and it was tied heading into the fourth quarter before Clay County woke up and put that game away down the stretch. I think this Bulldog team remembers that, and even though this is a tough place to play, Coach Edwards will have these guys ready because he remembers that too. And this may be their toughest challenge they'll have, and I know it has been in a while, don't you think, Coach Watson?
Hey, you know, the chokehold is kind of closing down here these last few weeks. You got this one tonight, and then got the big one up in Pickett County, I guess, what, Tuesday night coming up? And of course, then, you know, you got to look out for everybody. You know, when you're on top, everybody's trying to knock you off, so you've got to be alert and be ready to play basketball every night when you hit the floor. And we know there's some talent here on the other end of the floor tonight.
I think their starting five matchup to us pretty good. They're as good as anybody's starting five across the district. Coach, this was a 9-point game in the confines, the friendly confines of Joe Sims Gym. We're in a place tonight where Coach Edwards has an 8-10 record as a head coach. One of the few things that you can find in his resume that actually he has a losing record in this facility. So, big game tonight. Coach Thomas, a 22-year veteran down here, he matches up well with Coach Edwards. The kids match up. Tough place here.
Yes, it is. You know, and they've always traditionally played us tough. I know from the time I started coaching, we had battles every year with them. I know they had some district powerhouses when I first started, and we had some great ball games down here. And I'm looking forward to another great game tonight, but hopefully, you know, that the Dogs will be ready for this one tonight.
That's the full coverage final word brought to you by Sharp and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the Subway Boys starting lineups here in this District 6A Boys matchup between the number 1 and the number 4, I believe. Let me check that. Actually, Jackson tied for third. Number 1 and number 3 seed teams beating each other here in this one. For Jackson County, their head coach, Kevin Thomas, 22 years of experience, 17 of them coming at Shelbyville, 5 of them here at Jackson County. They're 12-8 on the season, 6-4 in district play. Starting for the Blue Devils, a sophomore, number 4, Hayden Stacey. A sophomore, number 10, Jordan Arroyo. A junior, number 13, Raymond Cuevas. A senior, number 30, Eli Burris. And a senior, number 44, Chris Pig. Clay County, their head coach, Rob Edwards, 21st season overall, 464 wins to 191 losses on this season. His team has assembled a 16-2 record, 10-0 in District 6A play. Starting for Clay County, a sophomore, number 13, Keaton Arms. A junior, number 2, Eli Smith. A junior, number 4, Jeff Spivey. A junior, number 11, Grant Strong. And a senior, number 10, Gunnar Silk. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. These teams met back on January the 5th in Salina. Clay County won that one 58-49. They have won 5 straight contests over Jackson County going all the way back to 2018. In the last 20 meetings together, Clay County's won 16 against 4 losses against Jackson County. On his career, Coach Edwards has played Jackson County 47 times, has 30 wins against them, 17 losses, and as we mentioned, in 18 prior appearances in this gym, an 8-10 record for the Bulldogs under Coach Edwards. Clay County wearing their black travel jerseys tonight. They'll be shooting at the hoop to our right during the first half of action. Jackson County dressed in their home white jerseys. They'll be shooting at the hoop to our left. And it's going to be Cuevas and the Mr. Basketball finalist, Grant Strong, or nominee, I should say. Grant Strong going to tip it off. Strong controls the tip. Spivey gets it, kicks it to Gunner Silk, and this one's underway.
Like they're going to have a Arroyo sticking with Grant Strong, a little maybe diamond or boxing one here, Daniel, with the zone in the middle.
Good athletic matchup between those two. Should be fun to watch. Strong wins round one. He gets to the hoop, misses the shot. Putback's good. 2 points for Grant Strong. Jackson County held Strong to 24 points. It's a big number for a lot of folks, but it's actually one of the lowest numbers he's recorded on the season. When they met back on January 5th, and quickly, it's Cuevas knocking it up at 2.
Quickly inside.
Clay County back with the basketball. Gunner Silk driving into the lane. Kicks out to Spivey. Spivey at the free throw line gives off to Smith. Now Silk, 3-point attempt. Right corner, no good. Rebound by Spivey. Put back by Jeff is no good. Chris Pig trying to get it for Jackson County. It's actually Grant Strong coming up with it. His shot no good. Got his own rebound. Put back good. 4-2. Strong with all four of Clay County's points early in this one. Full court pressure being applied by Coach Edwards. Jackson County beats it, though. Stacy with it right wing. Gives to Cuevas. Now back to Stacy. Now Chris Pig swung around to Arroyo in left corner. And it looks like Strong going to draw the responsibility of defending Arroyo on this end.
Yeah, I listened to an interview with Coach Thomas, and he talked about Arroyo shooting over 40% from three. If you look back, he only had 3 points in that first contest. He'll be key tonight for Coach Thomas.
Burris with it out top, goes to Arroyo, 14-foot baseline jumper's good. Nice touch on it. 4-4 the score. And as I mentioned, these starting five for Jackson County, a solid unit. Spivey firing the three, no good. Rebound by Stacy, the point guard for the Devils. Stacy with it at left wing, defended by Grant Strong. Dribbles off to the top of the key at his right, resetting things. Cuevas and Arroyo, double motion on the baseline. Arroyo with it, left wing. Now Cuevas, free throw line jumper, up, no good. Rebound Strong. Good look by Cuevas, just missed the shot. Strong, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebounded by Jackson County's Eli Burris.
Strong just a little short on that first attempt from distance.
Burris with it, right wing, inside now to Cuevas. Cuevas' shot's up good. Spivey was defending him. Cuevas actually a couple inches taller than Spivey, so that puts Cuevas around the 6'4", 6'5" mark.
Yeah, I'd say he's closer to 6'6", Daniel. You know, you got Strong at 6'5", and he's about his height. He just looks longer, those longer legs, longer arms, big wingspan for Cuevas.
Yeah, kind of keeps his arms bent. You know, a lot of times when he stretches out, he is long. Spivey on the inbound attempt, no good on the shot. Rebound Eli Smith. Nice job by Eli. He works back up to Grant Strong at right wing. Strong drives into the paint. 8-foot jumper's up. Good. Beautiful play. 6-6 the score. 5-minute mark of this first quarter. Spivey and Silk creating some defensive pressure in the backcourt. A steal, but momentum carries Silk out of bounds. Silk almost got in trouble there, a set of steps right at the corner of the court down here, and he actually went up on two of those steps with his momentum. Arroyo with it on them, man, works ahead to Pig. Pig now to Stacy at left wing for Jackson County. Just a great matchup here, as we mentioned earlier. Coach Thomas for Jackson County, a 22-year veteran. Coach Edwards, a 21-year veteran. Equal matchup there between them on the sidelines as well as the kids on the floor. Three-pointer missed by Jackson County. Rebound Spivey. He works it out on an outlet pass to Strong, who's across the timeline at left elbow. Works in the paint. Pivot, spin, shoots, misses. Rebound Arroyo. Arroyo quickly now does not have the numbers. Tries to force his way to the hoop.
Strong comes up a little lame, Daniel, on that up and under. I think he may have stepped on somebody's foot, tweaked his ankle a little bit, but it looks like he's walking it off as we get ready for this inbounds play here.
Keaton Arms drawing a personal foul on the floor. Eli Burris to inbound for Jackson County from beneath their own hoop. Ball's worked into Arroyo. Jump shot's up. Same place he knocked it down from earlier, about 10 feet away from the hoop on the right baseline. Seal quickly now, a rare mistake. Lost the handle on the ball. Finally picked it back up. Got into Arms. His jump shot no good. Rebound Eli Smith. He works to Spivey in the paint. Jump shot by Jeff's good.
And a foul.
And he draws that foul as Coach Watson added. I think Arroyo going to be called on the foul. Actually, it's Cuevas, his first personal. So each team with one foul. Coach, exactly what we thought early, 8-8 halfway through this first quarter.
Could be a battle like that all night.
Spivey at the line, misses the free throw, Pig on the rebound. At the end of the first, at home on January 5th, it was Clay County 11, Jackson County 10. So we're on pace to have a little bit more than that. His Arms is called for his second personal, and we'll probably see John Hamilton pretty early in this one. Arroyo with the line to shoot. Hamilton coming to the scorer's table to check in. Arms with two early, Thomas.
Yeah, that could be trouble. You know, this is one team that's got two true post players in Cuevas and then Pig with his size. Arms matched up with Pig. Now Hamilton will be, and then Spivey battling in the paint with Cuevas. So kind of a tough matchup for Clay County here.
It is. Hamilton in, Arms out. Arroyo hits the first. 9-8, 1-point lead for the Devils. Second one's away. It's also good. 10-8 now the score. Strong with it on the inbound. He's going to run the offense for Clay County here. Double high post for Clay County here with Spivey and Hamilton at each elbow of the paint. Spivey knocking down. Ooh, missed the shot. Put a jump shot up from right elbow. Could not convert on the points, though. Strong with a steal. He's to the hoop and scores. Strong with 8, I believe, of Clay County's 10 early in this one. Trap pressure is beaten by Jackson County, and it's Arroyo to the hoop. He scores. He's feeling it. He's got 6 for the Devils. He goes to the line to try to convert the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and the foul's called against D.I. Smith, his first personal. Arroyo playing great, Ernie.
He is, Daniel. Actually, he's got 8 so far. This could give him 9 as he goes to the line. Only had 3 in the last contest.
Knocking down that free throw, putting Jackson County up by 3, 13-10.
We've committed 3 after the shot fouls on it. Not a good sign.
Spivey with it, right elbow, trying to look inside for Smith. Can't find him. Does find Strong, though, who dishes down to Hamilton. Hamilton shot up, no good, but he'll be fouled and go to the line for 2.
Good loot right there by Grant Strong. Had the corner free throw line jumper. They collapsed on him, found Hamilton under the bucket. He just couldn't quite finish there, Daniel, but he's got a chance for 2 anyway.
First free throw's away, a little short off the front of the iron. Hamilton has had struggles from the free throw line, as a lot of post players do. Shooting about 57% on the season from the charity strap. He hits that second one. 13-11 the score. 3 minutes left here in this opening quarter. Just exactly what we thought it would be. 2 of District 6A's best doing battle here. 13-11 the score. Jackson County with a 2-point lead. Arroyo right corner, 3-point attempt. No good. Rebound Grant Strong. Strong quickly ahead across the timeline. Right elbow dishes down to Smith at left block. His shot no good. Knocked out of bounds by Smith trying to rebound it. Jackson County with the possession. Good look by Strong. Smith just a little off on that jump shot.
Burchett checking in. Give, I guess, Smith a breather here.
Smith to the bench. Burchett on the floor. Jimmy, a great defender as a sophomore, has the ability to score on the offensive end, too. Right now he's defending Stacy. Stacy to the hoop. Shot blocked by Burchett. Burris comes up with the loose ball, though. His shot no good. Rebound Spivey. Spivey to Strong. Strong across the timeline. He's at right wing, working against Arroyo. Gets into the paint. 6-foot jumper good. 2:15 mark. One thing Jackson County doing a good job of so far, not fouling Strong as he penetrates. During the girls' game, we noticed that a lot of those touch fouls were called on drive. So far, they're cutting him off, letting him take those short jump shots. Unfortunately for them, Strong's hitting most of them.
Yeah, he's true on that shot inside of, 16, 15 feet right in around the free throw line, Daniel. And you're right, they're collapsing on him. And instead of taking all the way through, Strong's pulling up right there. He's taking what they're giving him.
Strong back with it after Burris missed the jump shot. Clay County on offense. We're knotted up at 13 right now. Burchett with it, left corner. Jimmy goes through the legs, into the paint, dishes to Hamilton. Hamilton shot up, no good. Boy, it was a great idea and a great pass. We just could not make it connect.
Get a finish on it.
Quavis with the rebound. He's into the paint at the other end. Shot up, no good. Spivey fighting for the rebound. It's actually Hamilton who comes up with it. Good physical play by John Hamilton. He hands off to Strong. Strong with it at the top of the key. Grant going to drive. Now kicks out to Silk. Silk at the free throw line to Burchett. 10-foot jumper. Good.
Good. Bounced in there. Rolled in there. Good shot, Jimmy.
Sure was. 15-13 now the score. After the Burchett jump shot, Clay County with a 2-point lead. 50 seconds left here in this opening quarter. Arroyo with it. Hands off to Brown. Brown back to Stacy, who's defended by Burchett. Quavis, free throw line jumpers up and good. 15-15 now the score. 40 seconds left in this opening quarter. Silk with it.
You see there, Spivey was content to let Quavis take that jumper outside. He's more of a driver to the hoop, Daniel, from there. Not real great at that mid-range shot. Did knock that one down there, though.
20 seconds now. Grant Strong with it. Drives into the paint. Pulls up 10 feet from the basket. Dishes off. No, they say before he came back to the ground, his foot touched, and they call him for the travel. It looked like Blue Devil contact kept Strong from elevating to his full height there.
Yeah, again, like we said, every time he enters the painted area, Daniel, he's got at least three, sometimes four, collapsing down on him. We saw Coach Thomas do a great job defensively so far. He's doing pretty well, even though Strong's got 10 first quarter points.
Arroyo with it. 6 seconds on the clock. He hits the jump shot from the free throw line. Burgett with it. 1 second left. Giving off track of time, and the buzzer sounds. At the end of the first quarter, it's Jackson County 17, Clay County 15, here in the season second Clash on the Cumberland.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Jackson County High School, where Clay County trails the Blue Devils 17-15. Grant Strong, 10 first quarter points. Jordan Arroyo for the Blue Devils has 11 already.
Good duel between those two. Jackson County trying to work it inside to Chris Pig. He's been held scoreless so far, and they turned the ball over, pass too strong, going out of bounds. Clay County with an opportunity here to tie it up at 17 and perhaps take a one-point lead if they choose to shoot from outside. 7:40 mark of the second quarter. Strong working against Arroyo. Has it the free throw line. Good defense by Arroyo. Does not let Strong penetrate. He dishes to Spivey. Now over to Seal. Now to Arms, who's back in playing with two personal fouls. Strong works the baseline against Pig. Is cut off and loses the ball. Arroyo coming up with the steal. And Jordan Arroyo, the sophomore, playing tremendous tonight for head coach Kevin Thomas and the Jackson County Blue Devils.
Yeah, we talked about it. Clay County held him to just 3 points in that first contest, Daniel, and, 11 so far, him and Cuevas with all of Jackson County's points in that first quarter.
I've got him listed as a sophomore. I assume that's right. Physically, he looks like a senior. Chris Figg adds his first points to the contest, and Jackson County has their biggest lead of the night, 4 points, 19-15 over Clay County. 7 minutes left in this second quarter. Strong with a long three-pointer. No good. Too strong off the iron. Rebound Hayden Stacy. Stacy with it across the timeline. Gives to Pig at the top of the key. The senior works back over to Stacy. He fires a three. In and out. No good. Rebound Strong. Strong quickly ahead to Eli Smith at right block. Shots up and an offensive foul going to be called. Eli Smith getting his second personal of the contest. Chris Pig drawing the charge. Much like the Jackson County girls early in the contest, the Jackson County boys playing very good.
And you got to go back to Coach Thomas down here. Great effort so far on the defensive end.
Yes. They're playing some good, tough defense.
They are. 6.5 minute mark, second quarter. Jackson County with the basketball. Burris, left wing. Works the Pig inside. He's well defended by Arms, but they're going to call a foul. I think Burchett going to be called with it. It is Jimmy Burchett drawing the foul. His first personal, Clay County's fifth team foul. Burris the inbound, working from beneath his own goal. Works into Quavis at left block. Shots up, no good. Spivey fighting for the rebound. He can't hang on. Pig has it. He throws it. They're going to say stepped on the baseline.
Contact out of bounds.
Clay County ball. Pig trying to throw it off of Arms and maintain possession for his squad. That did not work, though. 6:15 mark, second quarter. 19-15 the score. Jackson County in front. Silk with it. Right wing. Works to Strong. Top of the key. Strong now drives to left block. Shots up and good. Coach Edwards getting the foul he wanted. And Strong going to go to the line to shoot two. Arroyo called for his first personal. I could hear Coach down here saying his hands on him, and so it was. Strong going to the line to shoot these two free throws. An 80% free throw shooter on the season. First one's away and good. Coach Watson, if you recall, back on January 5th, it was missed free throws by Jackson County that let the Bulldogs pull away in the fourth quarter.
Yes, it was.
And it's Strong knocking down both of those early in this one. 6:05 mark of the second quarter to draw Clay County back within two. Spivey getting his hands on a pass. However, the Blue Devils maintain possession. Arroyo all the way to the hoop. Baseline move. He hits the shot and draws the foul. Jordan Arroyo putting on a show here tonight.
He really is, Daniel. You saw the hesitation to get around arms, and then Burchett tried to challenge him at the rim there. That didn't go his way.
It did not. And Jimmy picks up his second personal. As Arroyo completes the three-point play. 5:50 mark, second quarter, Jackson County 22, Clay County 17. We've got a great one going here. Silk with it for Clay County, works to Burchett. Burchett, six-foot jumper, good. Jimmy with 4 points here in this contest. He's playing big minutes early. Pig with it on the inbound. He's actually the inbounder. He got kicked back to him. He's in a trap. Finally gets it ahead to Burns. He fires along two. No good. Rebound Spivey. And a foul called against Peyton Stacy of Jackson County.
That's another key for Coach Thomas in Jackson County last time. Eli Burris made 4 3-pointers in that game to keep them in it throughout. And then Coach Edwards went with Gunner Silk late, and he shut him down. Coach Edwards starting Silk on Burris in this game. So I want to say maybe Silk was guarding Arroyo early.
May have to switch back.
Yeah.
Grant Strong with it. Right wing. 5:10 mark, second quarter. Jackson County in front by three, 22-19. Strong picks up the dribble. Works over to Arms. Arms to Silk. He fires a three from left wing. In and out. No good. Rebound Cuevas. Cuevas with it, pushing it across the timeline. He's at the free throw line now. Left block kicks out to Arroyo. He travels. They don't call it, though. Now he's into the paint. Dishes off.
Oh,
and a foul call.
No.
It's Keaton Arms. And I'm here. I'm just going to call it like
that,
it was. The official
that's terrible.
Had a horrible vantage point, and he thought there was contact. There was no contact.
Yeah, Keaton Arms, you know, dead-legged there, standing straight up, arms up. Jumped into him and got an all ball, but like you said, the official from the backside on the baseline calling that foul there, and Arroyo to the line, Daniel.
Coach Edwards right now discussing the call. That was Arms' third personal, so he comes to the bench. John Hamilton back in. Arroyo knocks down the front end there. 4:47 mark, second quarter. Jackson County up by 4, 23-19. Arroyo second away. It's a little short off the iron, rebounded by Strong. Strong now across the timeline, all the way into the paint. And they're calling Arroyo for the foul. That's going to be the second personal on Arroyo. 5th team foul on Jackson County. And Arroyo going to come out before he picks up a third. So now perhaps an opportunity for Jackson County, or not Jackson, but Clay County, to go on a bit of a run with the Blue Devils leading scorer on the bench.
Well, it's not just the scoring either. It's his defense. He was the man tasked to guard Grant Strong, and now you've got number 4 on him, Daniel. I'm not sure his name, but he can't stick with him.
Hayden Stacy. Strong misses the jump shot, though, and Hayden Stacy comes up with the rebound. Just one of those nights so far for the Blue Devils. Everything going their way. Burris with it. Left corner. Now he dribbles out to the wing. Kicks inside to Cuevas. Cuevas around Spivey and scores. Momentum all blue and white right now. 6 points the lead for Jackson County. 25-19. 4-minute mark of this second quarter. One thing I love about Coach Edwards, though, he does not get flustered, does not get excited. And Strong draws a foul on a 10-foot jumper from left elbow. They give him the points, and he goes to the line to try to convert.
Strong showing his strength right there, Daniel. Got up in the air, took the harm, hung just long enough to release it, and it was true again. And going to complete the three-point play with a free throw.
Knocks down that free throw, making it 25-22. Three-point Blue Devil advantage. Coach, thoughts on this one, Ernie?
Well, you know, it's kind of what you expect from Jackson County down here. You know, they're at home, and they came out hot, and we came out shooting the ball pretty good. But, you know, we had a couple of shots that just should have gone that didn't, and a couple of... We'll call them not real good calls on the officiating side. It's got a couple of our boys in trouble. So, you know, we're right there in striking range, though, which is
3:59 mark of this second quarter, 25-22 the score. Timeout taken on the floor. We're going to play one ad. Clay County trails by three.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Back here live out of the timeout, Jackson County with the basketball. It's Drew Kennard with it. He hands off to Quavis. Quavis well defended by Spivey. He has to give it up to Stacy outside. Now back to Kennard. Strong defends him. Actually, that lay off Kennard. Dare him to shoot the three, and he decides not to. Same thing again. Kennard gives it back up to Burris. Now to Pig at the top of the key. Finds Kennard a little closer to the hoop. Still, he doesn't shoot. They say he stepped a three-second call. I think it was... Pig maybe down in the paint too long. Don't see that one called much anymore.
No, we don't. You know, it's you've actually got to stay there a pretty good while for him to call it anymore.
Jackson County definitely out of sync with Jordan Arroyo on the bench right there, Daniel.
3:20 mark of this second quarter. Jackson County in front by three. Clay County with the ball. Spivey to the hoop. Shot up no good. Tried to get his own rebound. He battles with Pig. Pig throws Spivey to the floor, it looks like. Not intentionally, but he probably outweighs Spivey literally by 150 pounds.
And, at a minimum.
Yeah, just as their bodies collided, the heavier body won there. Clay County does maintain possession, though. Silk inbound, works it into Strong. 3:10 mark now. Back to Silk in the left corner. Clay County trails by three, 22-25. Strong, top of the key, working against Stacy. Stacy doing a pretty good job. Cuts Strong off. He kicks out the Silk. Gunner fires the three in and out, no good. Clay County has yet to hit a three-pointer in the contest. That's one big difference early in this one. Stacy with it, kicks it to Pig. Pig's free throw line jumper, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Clay County with the possession. 2:42 mark. Still 22-25, no points are falling in the last couple minutes.
They haven't, Daniel. I think you're
fixing
to see
some. Both
teams
had a bit of a shooting slump here for the last couple of possessions.
Strong, baseline drive, shot up good. 25-24 now. Blue Devils with the ball and a one-point lead. Drew Kennard with it, top of the key. He works to Burris. Burris at the free throw line, backs it back out. He's defended by Silk. Picks up the dribble, works to Stacy. He tried to go to Pig Hamilton there to swat the pass away, though. Burris picks it back up, gets to Stacy. They reset the offense. Kennard at right wing. Now Pig at the top. Swings it to Burris. He fires a three. No good. Rebound, Burgett. Jimmy with it. Comes across the timeline. Works to Hamilton at left block. Shots up, missed it. Rebound, Quavis. Quavis has it stolen from him by Strong. Strong now into the paint. 6-foot jumpers up. Good. Minute 45 left in the second quarter. Clay County finally with a lead. 26-25. It's been several minutes since we've seen Clay County was up. 1-point lead for the Black and Gold, who traveled 21 miles down the Cumberland here to play against the Blue Devils. And it's been a battle back and forth throughout this one. Jackson County.
It has. A little over a minute to go in this first half, and we've been treated to a dandy, as you say.
District 6A dandy. Kennard with the iron ball. Rebound Burchett. Works to Strong. Strong at right wing. Working against Kennard. Now backs him up, using a Hamilton screen to work to the right. Kennard stays with it. Three-pointer over the top of Kennard. Strong doing
good
it
shot.
Inside and out.
A good shot.
We've seen him score point blank range at the hoop, seen him score mid-range around the free throw line, and now from behind the arc at distance. 50 seconds and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County up by four, 29-25. Kennard holding it, just running time.
And they've secured this lead on a 10-0 personal run by Grant Strong.
So we were trailing by six, right? Wow. That's why that you see Strong's name thrown out there for Mr. Basketball nominee, averaging 33 points a game his junior season. And he can take a game over and do it in a hurry.
Yeah, and started all with an and one. We talked about his strength at the free throw line, back-to-back buckets, and then that three from deep. And you got 10, Daniel.
10 seconds left here. Kennard with it for Jackson County. Works to Stacy. Now Cuevas, top of the key. He works against Spivey, drives to right baseline, shots up, no good. They're going to say Spivey fouled him. And with 3.3 seconds left on this clock, we're going to see Cuevas at the line to shoot two. I show that to be Spivey's first personal of the contest. So a good first half for Jeff to play defense on Pig and Cuevas and only have one personal foul.
And that was a great, basically a great stop right there right before the half. Just got the call went the wrong way there for Spivey.
Cuevas, a good player. That's a good matchup between him and Spivey. And so far, Cuevas... he's had some points, but they've been spread out. He's not had it in droves. First free throw, good. Second one, no good. Grant Strong, desperation three, no good at the buzzer. And it's halftime here. Clay County 29, Jackson County 26. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Gainesboro, Tennessee, where Clay County leads Jackson County 29-26 at the half. They trailed by 2, 17-15 at the end of the first quarter and got down by as many as 6 midway through the second stanza when Grant Strong went on a personal 10-0 scoring spurt to put Clay County up 29-25. Jackson County closed out the half, making 1 and 2 free throws for this 3-point advantage for the Bulldogs. For Jackson County, Jordan Arroyo had a great first quarter and most of the second quarter, leads the way with 15 points before going to the bench with 2 fouls. Raymond Cuevas has 9 points and Chris Pig has 2 points, so only 3 on the board for the Blue Devils. For Clay County, Jimmy Burchett is coming to the ball game and scored 4 points tonight. John Hamilton has 1. They both played big minutes in relief of Clay County's Keaton Arms, who is scoreless in this first quarter but picked up 3 quick fouls. Jeff Spivey has 2, and Grant Strong leading the way with 22 first-half points. He just had 9 at the half in the first matchup with Jackson County. More than doubled that up here tonight, 22 at the half. Again, Clay County leads 29-26 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back here to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County leading by 3 at halftime, 29-26 over Jackson County. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Boys 6A update. This past Friday night's district game saw Clay County beat Clark Range 71-34. Piggott County beat Gordonsville 65-36. Trousdale beating Redbone Springs 53-30. And it was Jackson County beating Monterey in a tight one, 58-56. Tonight's contest, 3-13 Clark Range is at 7-14 Monterey, 16-2 Clay County here at 12-8 Jackson County. As we said, the Dogs leading by 3, 29-26 at the half.
14-3 Pickett County at 0-19 Redbourne Springs, and 7-9 Gordonsville hosting 8-6 Trousdale County. Coach Watson, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Going to have you pick the winner of two of these games. 3-13 Clark Range at 7-14 Monterey. Who do you like in that one?
Well, maybe we can toss a coin on that one. I know both of them are capable of playing some good basketball at times, but I think probably with Monterey.
Monterey at home. And here's an even tighter one. 7-9 Gordonsville hosting 8-6 Trousdale County. Who do you like?
So Trousdale's down there.
Trousdale is at Gordonsville.
We'll go with Gordonsville, the home team there.
Go with the home team. We'll update you on Coach Watson's picks on Tuesday night from Birdstown. Current District 6A standings. First place, Clay County, 10-0. Second place, Pickett County, 8-1. Two teams tied for third, Jackson County at 6-4, and Trousdale County at 6-4. Fifth place, Monterey at 4-7. Sixth place, Gordonsville at 3-5. Seventh place, Clark Range, 2-6. And eighth place, Redbourne Springs, 0-11. Boys 6A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. We kill more bugs than car windshields. Got about a minute left here before second half action. Thomas, you've got some good stuff to share.
I do, Daniel. We've got another state champion in our midst. The Salina 5th and 6th grade girls defeated Pickett County 26-17 Thursday night to win the James C. Hale State Championship down in Murfreesboro. For the Lady Bulldogs, Halen Garrison led the way with 12 points. Jenna Thompson had 6. Darcy Smith had 4. Lila Birdwell had 2. And Kenley Lynn also had a bucket. Other team members include Brooklyn Scott, Riley Baxter, Ava Bowles, Avery Davis, Maggie Isabel, Haley Roberts, and their head coach by Sharon Kimes with an assistant, Tamika Garrison. You know, the Lady Bulldogs finished the season with a 10-1 overall record, so a pretty good team down there. They downed Rickman in the semifinals to advance to the title game. Garrison, Thompson, and Smith were all named the all-tournament team, and Coach Sharon Kimes, of course, received the coaches' award. So we've got some young ladies coming up here for Coach Walker in the future, and also the Junior Bulldogs. The junior high team playing for the state title tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. They're going to take on Waynesboro down there in Murfreesboro.
That boys team also a strong squad. More future Bulldogs coming for Coach Edwards as we see Keaton on.
Yeah, put the ball on the floor.
Second half with a strong offensive move. Gets to the hoop, scores, and draws a foul from Chris Pigg, his first personal. Arms had to sit much of that second quarter due to having three.
And finished up the three-point play.
Personal fouls. Completes that three-point play, as Coach Watson mentioned there, with the free throw. Putting Clay County up by 6, 32-26. Cuevas with it. They have switched ends to the floor. Jackson County now working at the hoop to our right, and Clay County working at the hoop to our left. We're positioned right above the visiting bench and the scores table here at Jackson County High School. Great courtside seat, slightly elevated right here on top of the action. Jackson County with the ball, playing methodical, looking for a good opportunity to shoot, and a foul call on the floor. Gunner Silk picking up the foul as he was defending Cuevas away from the basketball.
I gave that to Eli Smith. I think that's his third
personal. We have Keaton Arms with 3 and Eli Smith with 3. Three-pointer taken and hit by Eli Burris, and did it with a hand in his face. Good shot. Thomas, you mentioned he hit a lot of those in the first contest. Arms with it. Two more. John Hamilton does a great job when he fills in for Arms, but you mentioned it a broadcast or two ago, Thomas. Arms, a better offensive player, and we're seeing already he has the first 4 Bulldog points in this third quarter.
Yeah, he is, Daniel. And you know, Keaton Arms, he's got skills of his own. When you've got a guy averaging 30 points, he just don't have many more touches. But he's the counter to Grant Strong slicing and dicing Keaton Arms in the paint.
Certainly so. Timeout has been taken here. We're going to go ahead and stay on our 6:57 mark third quarter. Clay County 34, Jackson County 29. Share a few quick leaders from the series. Single game scoring leader, Tyreek Key with 41. Single game three-point leader, John Tanner Dodson. He hit 7 three-pointers back in 2015.
Tyreek Key, he could stroke it.
He could. Tyreek Key leads the way with made free throws in a contest against the Blue Devils with 13. He also leads the way 2 different times with 16 rebounds against Jackson County. And it's back to action now. Just under 7 minutes to play, third quarter. Clay County with a 5-point lead. Hayden Stacy with it out top for Jackson County. Works to the right. Fires a three-pointer from right wing. No good. Rebound Strong. Strong quickly. Full head of steam. Off the rebound to the other end. To the hoop. Shots up. No good, but he was fouled. One thing Grant does, when he pulls down a rebound, he so quickly advances up court with it. A lot of times the defense has trouble keeping up. And when they get there, they're late and they foul.
Right, and he came down looking for Smith, but Smith never did come open, so he had to take it on by himself.
We used to talk about Tyreek Key's speed with the basketball. I tell you, Grant Strong rivals it, guys.
I think
he's got a longer stride, but he covers as much ground as Key ever thought about doing when he's got the ball in his hands.
He certainly does. Both of them have a quick first step, very explosive. Strong hit both of those, Thomas, making it 36-29, 7-point lead for the black and gold. Hayden Stacy with it. Gives to Pig at the top of the key. Pig almost took an extra step, but he kept the foot planted. Hands off to Quavis. Quavis with it. Swings to Burris. Now back to Stacy. Head coach Kevin Thomas up talking to his guys.
And we talked about it, Daniel. You see Gunner Silk denying the ball to Jordan Arroyo and Smith over on Burris now.
Let's see how many points that Arroyo has in this second half, because that's a great matchup. We proudly talk about Gunner Silk being the best player defensively in District 6A, probably in Region 3.
Smith's
three.
Four fouled. The one we thought was on Gunner a minute ago was on him.
Fourth personal.
Fourth one on him.
For Eli.
So that's going to put Jimmy Burchett on Burris, who is the three-point shooter. We know Burchett can stick with you.
Burchett just as quick as Smith and actually a little longer. Arroyo gets to the hoop, cannot score, though. Keaton Arms comes up with a loose ball.
Slow down.
There you go.
Good job.
Intentionally used the backboard.
Yeah, took a little bit of the force off the ball with the backboard.
5:45 mark, third quarter, steal by Jimmy Burchett. Passes ahead to Strong. He misses the shot, and a foul's going to be called. They're going to get Spivey, I suppose, because Jeff does not look happy. And it is on Spivey, his second personal.
So we've seen two adjustments already from Coach Edwards. He told Keaton Arms, look, there's nobody in the paint can guard you. Arms has got seven already in this second half, and we'll see Gunner Silk move over on Jordan Arroyo, who has scored so far.
5:40 mark, third quarter. Jackson County on the inbound. Quavis with it. Gets across the timeline. Feeds ahead to Kennard. And that's actually not Kennard. That is Kendrick Brown. Brown kicks back to Burris, who hits his second three-pointer of the third quarter. 38-32. Clay County leads by six. Strong working against Arroyo. Kicks to Burchett. Top of the key. Jimmy free throw line. Back to Strong at left wing. Strong uses
here.
An arm screen. Dishes down to Burchett. Burchett shot blocked. Arms there, though, to come up with the loose ball. And they're going to call Arroyo for the foul. His third personal.
No, they called it on four.
Okay. Called it on Stacy. Second personal for Hayden Stacy. Clay County to inbound from the corner of the court off to our left. Work into Strong. Jump shot. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Stacy. Stacy for Jackson County across the timeline. Gives to Burris. Burris drives. Dishes to Arroyo. They score. Good ball handling by the Blue Devils. They come up with 2 points, and it's tight. 38-34. Clay County up by four. 4:45 mark, third quarter. Clay County slowing it down a little. Gunner Silk right across the timeline, talking to his teammates, directing traffic.
We talked about Arroyo. That's his first points of the second half. And like I say, it's about the defense, really, Daniel. He's chasing Grant.
Take it to the hole again, Keaton.
Keaton.
Good job.
Forces his will in the paint.
They isolated him, and he beat the guy one-on-one. Blue Devils work across the timeline quickly. Stacy with a crossover move misses the layup. Outlet pass from Arms to Strong. Dunk opportunity, and he throws it down. With authority, Jimmy Burchett on the inbound steal. Works ahead to Strong. Another chance is Arroyo fouls him. And Arroyo saying it was on the floor.
Personally,
we'll have to see if the officials decide if it was a shooting foul or not.
That's four on him.
They give the last one to Stacy.
Oh.
Kevin Thomas saying he was calling a timeout. He's not happy. Arroyo not happy. Arroyo picks up his third timeout, and head coach Kevin Thomas wants a full timeout. 4:06 mark of this third quarter. Clay County with the momentum. 42-34. They lead by eight.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store.
I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at the CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Back here off that timeout, head coach Thomas trying to cut into the momentum and the just emotional buildup that Clay County had going there.
Yeah, just amazing. Keaton Arms has come out in this second half, 9 points already in this third quarter, scoreless in the first half, and Grant Strong bringing the thunder, Daniel. This place erupted as much as it could with a right-handed slam.
Clay County on the inbound opportunity out of timeout. Had it knocked out of bounds by Jackson County. They're going to try it again. Silkworks into Strong. Strong at right wing. Working against a much smaller player, Braden Jones, who's checked in for the first time tonight. Jones steals it from Burgett. And Jones going to come across the timeline. Jones picks up the dribble, gives to Quavis. He has an open look at the hoop, and he scores. Strong call for the foul. Quavis going to the line to try to complete the three-point play. A lot of the Clay County faithful who made the short trip down here not happy with the call. However, it was Strong's first personal of the contest, so he's got fouls to burn.
I think he imagined that one.
Quavis missing the free throw. Burgett with the rebound. Gives to Grant Strong. Strong at the top of the key. Now dashes across the paint. Shot up good off the glass. What's Strong up to, Thomas?
28, Daniel.
28. Arroyo with it. Pass stolen by Arms. Ball knocked out of bounds by number 15, Jones. And Clay County maintains possession. Keaton Arms playing a great second half here. Arms going to inbound from in front of Coach Edwards right here on the sideline in front of us. Works into Silk. They're going to play it slow. 3:25 and ticking. Clay County 44, Jackson County 36. Dogs were winners on January 5th by 9 at home in Joe Sims Gym. Another good one here, Thomas.
Yeah, Daniel, you see another adjustment of Strong pulls the trigger on a long three. A two-man game between Arms and Strong on the perimeter here that Coach Edwards has set up, and we've seen what it's done so far in this third quarter.
Blue Devils come up with the loose ball off the Strong miss, and it's Jones, Braden Jones, the junior reserve who's come in, had a steal, and he just knocks down a big three.
You got to find him in the half court.
44-39 now after Jones' big triple. Clay County leading by five. Coach Edwards slowing things down a little here. Gunner Silk telling everybody where to get set up.
Post Strong up, down low, but Silk pulls the trigger from three as Strong was doubled in the paint, Daniel.
Missed that three-pointer off the back of the iron. Rebound, Quavis. Arms with a steal from Quavis, though. Arms has it stolen back from him by Kendrick Brown. Brown to Quavis. Quavis into the paint, and they're going to say it went out of bounds off of Spivey somehow. I thought an offensive foul was going to be called against Quavis. However, they're saying that's not the case. Jackson County going to inbound from their own baseline. Burris works into Quavis. Now back to Burris. Free throw line jumper's up and good. He's got a good stroke on his shot. He's hit 2 3-pointers here in this third quarter, and he adds a long 2 there. Give him 8 in the quarter. 2:10 and ticking. Third quarter action. 44-41 now. After the full timeout a few moments ago by Coach Thomas has produced good results for his team, and the third personal is called against Arroyo. That's his four.
Should be number four, Daniel.
It's four.
Jackson County didn't give help that time. One-on-one between Arroyo and Strong. Strong crossed him up, got the step on him. He had to reach to stop the drive.
Fourth personal foul for Jordan Arroyo. He's going to have to sit for a while now. 2:06 left in this third quarter. Coach, how long will Coach Thomas have to set him for? Midway through the fourth?
At least.
kind of depends on the momentum, I suppose. You can't let the dogs pull out too far in front with Arroyo on the sideline.
I'll tell you what else it's going to do for you. It's going to take Gunner Silk and put him back on Burris, who already has 8 points in this third quarter. Scoreless in the first half. Frees up Silk off of Arroyo to take out Burris.
And think about how valuable Silk is as Clay County works inside to Arms. Back pass stolen, though. Silk shut down Burris in the first half. They switch him to Arroyo, who was killing him. He shuts down Arroyo. So pretty much Coach Edwards knows, night in, night out, whoever Silk guards is not going to score. Clay County with a steal here. Arms comes up with it. Works to Silk. Gunner to right block to the hoop and scores. And all of the Bulldogs up on the sideline down here. Coach Walker up as an assistant yelling in. Coach Edwards up. Things getting heated here. Minute 15 left in the third quarter. 46-41 the score. Clay County in front by 5. Cuevas in a trap. Spivey with a steal. Jeff works ahead to Strong. A foul called on the floor. And I think
they stepped on the line over there.
Okay, not a foul. They're saying Spivey stepped on the far sideline. So Jackson County ball. I can't argue that one. We didn't have a good vantage point.
And the defensive intensity has just took it up another notch here. Keaton Arms is getting a hand on every pass. He's had two or three steals here in the paint already. Knocked that one free with a deflection.
Credit Arms during this third quarter, offensively and defensively. He's been an emotional leader here. And we do see things just building in intensity with 1 minute now left to play in the third quarter. Jackson County with the ball. Clay County with a five-point lead. Cuevas into the paint. Passes baseline to Clennard. He can't hang on. He goes out of bounds.
Now it was, again, Arms with the post defense on Cuevas. Pig not in the ball game, so he picks up Cuevas at the free throw line. He tries to dump it down. That's Grant Strong getting the deflection. Counted as a steal almost as we get the turnover off of it.
45 seconds left in the quarter. Strong with it all the way to the hoop. Foul on the floor against Clennard. Coach Thomas upset with his players, not executing the defensive scheme to his liking.
Well, he's got reserves in there, Daniel. They can't keep up that defensive intensity like Arroyo and some of those other players that are out on the bench right now. It's Spivey. It's true.
Way to hit, Jeff.
Spivey knocking down the triple from the right corner, putting Clay County up by 8. 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. 49-41 the score. Jackson County with the ball. Burris now ahead to Brown. Brown back to Burris. And as you mentioned, Thomas, three reserves in, and Burris is going to be called for the foul. He got up and underneath Clark's chin, kind of give him a shove there. Good foul.
It was. And you know, like I say, just the defensive intensity that this team has come out with here in this second half has just been so impressive.
It is. And Coach Edwards loves that. He loves scoring the points, but defense is where his heart lies, and his team's playing great. Burchett picks up his third personal there. He comes to the sideline.
Oh, Jeffrey.
On the reach in, picks up his third personal. So looking at the foul issue for Clay County, Arms with 3, Smith with 4, Spivey with 3, and Burchett with 3. And Smith with 4 fouls, checking back in for this the last 11.9 seconds of the third quarter. So Smith going to have to make sure he doesn't have contact here. They take Smith off Cuevas and put him on Jones. A good call there because likely in these last 10 seconds, Cuevas will have the ball, and he does. Top of the key, working against Bryce Bailey. Tries to go to the hoop, shots up, no good, and tipped back in by Kendrick Brown. Silk with it. Time runs out. Third quarter ends. We've got a absolute great ball game going here. It's Clay County 49, Jackson County 43. 8 minutes left to settle it.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Fourth and final quarter of action about to get underway here in Gainesboro. What do you think about it, Coach?
It's what we expected.
Jackson County with the basketball to get things started here in this fourth and final frame. Burris, three-point attempt, right wing, no good. Rebound, Cuevas, he puts it in for two.
He didn't get it blocked off.
Cuevas, a great player. A junior, big long body, good shooter, especially within that eight-foot range. He's playing well tonight, 49-45. Bay County with a four-point lead, and it's Connard coming up with a steal from Gunner Silk. His layup no good, and it's knocked out of bounds by Burris trying to save it. Clay County taking back over, but what a play by Connard. How many times, Thomas, do you see Gunner Silk having it taken away from him?
Yeah, just kind of snuck up on him before he could put it on the floor, Daniel, and didn't know it.
Mm-hmm. Strong with it, comes across the timeline for Clay County. He's at right wing, defended by Connard. Arroyo continues to sit on the bench for Jackson County. Strong drives inside, tries to feed arms. A lot of traffic there. It's knocked out of bounds by Jackson County.
And Silk rubbing his head, Daniel. He must have took a shot on that steal.
Jackson County playing with three reserves right now. They do have players in foul trouble, as does Clay County. Eli Smith playing with four personals as we speak. Silk on the inbound, has trouble finding a man, finally works into Grant Strong at left wing. Grant being defended by Jones. Free throw line jumper's good. What a shot.
That's a great shot.
Had two guys in his face. He elevates above them, makes the shot, putting Clay County up by six, 51-45. Goes over 30 with that, don't he?
Give him 30, and you cannot guard that, Daniel. That's just unbelievable. Like you
just
say,
fally.
The spin move and then the pull-up jumper over two and another closing out at the time. Just put it in your face.
Just great body control. His arms is going to be called for his fourth personal. He was working against Cuevas. Cuevas had the inside step on him. Keaton playing from behind, gets the foul. We've talked about it every broadcast. Going to again right now. Grant Strong, junior year. He's helped lead his team to a 16-2 record at this point in time, 10-0 in the district, averaging 33 a game. He's not even reached his ceiling yet, you know, and yeah, I didn't think anytime soon we'd be making comparisons to the greatness of a Tyree Key, but it's here. You know, he really is.
No doubt about it, Daniel. And, you know, you look across the state, there's some pretty good players in single A. I don't know that there's one the caliber of Grant Strong. Madison Academic out of Jackson, who is the number one team in the state right now as a senior. I think his name's Peggs. He's a candidate. Oneida, who's ranked in the top 10, they've got a senior. I'm not sure what his name is as a candidate. So there's going to be some competition across the state, but Grant Strong, to me, is outplaying them all.
Clay County with the ball. Cuevas hit both free throws, making it 51-47. Clay County with a four-point lead down the ball. Jeff Spivey, three
with a big three.
Right wing knocks it down. What a timely shot. And Spivey's hit his last two attempts from behind the arc. 54-47, Clay County in front now by seven after Spivey's three-pointer. Connard with it for Jackson County, into the paint, hands to Cuevas. Cuevas going to be called for the charge. Spivey there getting his feet set, drawing the foul from Cuevas. Second personal for Ramon Cuevas.
I referenced that interview on UC Sports Nation that Coach Thomas gave. You know, hey, granted, he's worried about Grant Strong, but he talked about Spivey and he talked about arms. We've seen them both in this second half make big contributions. He said you can't guard them all when you got the three threats that Clay County's got, and then add in Gunner, Silk, and Eli Smith, and Jimmy Burchett, and all these other guys that make a big contributions, and this is why they're the AP number two.
Foul called away from the basketball against Jackson County. It's going to be Connard drawing the foul, his second personal. 5:55 mark of this fourth quarter. Clay County in front by 7, 54-47. John Hamilton checks back into the game. More importantly, so do Jordan Arroyo and Chris Pig for Jackson County. They have their original, almost their original five starters. There's four of them out there. Hayden Stacy has been replaced by Braden Jones. His Strong makes the first of those two free throws. On the floor for Clay County, John Hamilton, Gunner Silk, Grant Strong, Eli Smith, and Jeff Spivey. Strong second away and good.
You asked earlier, how long does Keaton Arms stay on the bench right here, Daniel? We were full force on the Blue Devil side to see if the Bulldogs, how long they can last without arms on the floor.
Cuevas with it out top, defended by Spivey, gives to Burris, who's defended by Silk. He fights through a Cuevas screen, Arroyo underneath scores. So Silk was matched up away from Arroyo that time, and he scores on the baseline, 56-49. 7 points to lead for Clay County. Spivey with it, right corner, defended by Cuevas, drives baseline, spins to his left, shots up, and good
drive.
Good finish by Spivey there, through contact by Cuevas.
Puts him into double figures, Daniel. We've seen Jeff Spivey. He's not just a three-point shooter. He can take it to the hoop, too.
Oh. Keaton Arms is just, no, it's John Hamilton, I'm sorry. Hamilton picks up his first personal. He was trying to draw charges against Cuevas, just a little late getting his feet set. He's a black and gold fan, I'd like to say he was there, but I just don't think he was.
He missed it.
I just don't think Hamilton was hardly there. A great play by John either way, even though he draws the foul. Cuevas misses the first free throw.
This is about the time Jackson County went cold from the line and back in Salina. If you'll remember, Daniel, Clay County now with this 9-point lead here, that's what they won by in Salina. And Jackson County clanking the free throws again.
Cuevas with a second attempt. It's away and good. 8-point game, 58-50, 5-12 left in the contest. Silk with it, works ahead to Strong. He fires a three right wing. Yeah. Knocked it down.
You might not want to leave that guy open, Daniel.
61-50. Now Strong with a steal and another big goal. Two-hand jam rattles the whole rim. And a timeout taken by head coach Kevin Thomas. 4:52 left in this one, and Clay County's up by their biggest lead of the night. 13.
Pretty good It's good hustle. It's good hustle by the defense. We have got them rattled.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washdown?
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 4:50 left in this boys' contest. It's been a great one so far. Clay County with a vantage point here in the last couple minutes, though they pulled away by 13. Burst with it for Jackson County, works to Cuevas, top of the key now to Arroyo. He fires a three, left wing, no good, missed it all. He at least missed all the rim, hit the backboard, and that's all. Strong with the rebound, he goes down, cannot score. Draws a foul, though. Cuevas going to be called, I believe. That's his third personal in the contest. Strong going to go to the line to shoot two. Currently has 37 points in the contest, Thomas says. Needs four more to tie Tyreek Key for the single game lead against Jackson County. Misses that first free throw.
Did you have to mention that, Daniel?
I did, I guess so. Sorry about that. Second one's away, and it is no good as well. Jones with it. Burchett and Spivey there. Have you been a tramp? They give up to Cuevas. Cuevas is passed stolen by Strong. Strong with it in the paint. 10-foot jumper. Good. 39 now for Grant Strong. We mentioned the last time these teams met, Strong was held to 24 by the defense of the Blue Devils. Tonight, he's got his average plus some. Arroyo, 10-foot jumper. He's good. 4 minutes left in the contest, 65-52. Clay County with a 13-point lead. Strong with it, right wing, working against Cuevas. Gives up now to Burchett out top.
He's going to single ground up in the paint, I think. Post him up here, Coach Edwards is.
Spivey with it, right wing, goes to Burchett. Burchett inside to Strong. Strong misses the shot. Rebound on arm. No, Hamilton. Put back no good. Arroyo with the rebound. Arroyo ahead to Jones. He fires a three. In and out, no good. Tip back by Cuevas, no good. And a big foul going to be called against Burris.
Burris took Hamilton out right there on that one, crashing the board.
Pretty good forearm right there.
It was. Burris picks up his. They've got third person on the board.
Hey, can I do a special shout-out real quick? Maybe Joe Heifecker's listening tonight at home.
Of course.
For us. If you are, Joe, wish you were here with us.
Love to see Coach Heifecker. It wasn't long. He was right here on the sideline with Coach Thomas.
I think he's still, you know, kind of unofficially helping Coach Thomas.
Hamilton's first free throw, no good. Second one's away. No good. Rebounded by Cuevas. Cuevas clears everybody out. Going to bring it down the floor himself. 3.5 minutes left. Clay County up by 13, 65-52. Whoa. Jackson County with the ball. Burris with it, left wing, working against Jimmy Burchett. Lowers the shoulder, hits the jump shot. Had a little lean into Burchett, created separation, pulled up at the free throw line, and hit the two-pointer. Strong with it, across the timeline now to Silk, and a timeout taken by head coach Rob Edwards. 3:06 left in the contest. Clay County up by 11, 65-54.
Out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner. Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, an official trying to explain something to Coach Edwards. Gunner Silk looks bewildered on the floor. I don't know what it was, but...
I think Gunner thought he caused a turnover with a walk earlier and kind of expressed his opinion on the walk. And I think the referee's saying no more from number 10. Gunner understood himself. I saw him give the little signal down when he's zipping his mouth.
Okay. Well, that's probably a good idea. Clay County with the ball. 3 minutes left in the contest. 11 points to lead for the black and gold.
The 1-3-1 jump trap right here. That's what forced Coach Edwards to call that timeout just a second ago. Talk to his team about it. You see up top now, you got Silk and Strong, the best two ball handlers, and Silk gets fouled and goes to the line.
That is the 10th team foul against Jackson County, maybe more. So double bonus, Silk going to shoot both. It does. Silk hits that first one. Second one's away, also good. Gunner pretty strong from the line this year.
And then Coach Edwards returns the favor, a little pressure from him, a trap in the corner. But Cuevas breaks it and brings it up, still by Spivey, at least knocks it out of bounds, Daniel.
Certainly so. Arroyo on the inbound, baseline jumper's good, 67-56. Blue Devils refuse to go away. Time's getting short, though. 2.5 minutes left, Strong in a trap, passes to Spivey, now back to Strong. And as Thomas mentioned, we see Jackson County trying to trap the ball here on the perimeter. Clay County just too good ball handling to let them do it. Arms with it, 4 feet from the basket, shots up good.
Great shot by Keaton.
Eli Smith comes back to the scores table to check in. Jones with it for Jackson County, hands off to Arroyo. He's defended by Silk. Gunner gets his hands on the ball. Foul going to be called against Gunner Silk. I'm not a fan of the call, but I'm not an official.
I think this guy was looking for something to call.
Well, that's the one that had issue with Gunner earlier, you know, when he spoke about the walk maybe and, you know, things that have a way of coming around.
That was his first foul, guys. Mm. That may be a first.
That's true. Gunner played an excellent defensive night, as always.
Good, clean, hard defense without getting the foul.
Until 2:04 left in the game. So a great job by Gunner, as always. Burris at the line. He hits the first free throw. 69-57. Clay County up by 12. 2:04 left in the contest. Burris fires the second. It's also good. So an 11-point game. Strong with it on the inbound. Cuevas there knocking it away from him. Arroyo can't pick up loose ball. Spivey does. There's a scrum for the ball. And a timeout taken by Coach Edwards. Timely timeout by Coach because the jump ball was about to be called. Minute 57 left
we
in the contest.
We have possession, though.
69-58, Clay County leads.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Minute 57 left. Clay County maintaining this 11-12-point lead down the stretch here. I don't know exactly what point it extended out, Thomas, but we've held it for a while now.
Yeah, and it came midway of this fourth quarter, Daniel, when Grant Strong pulled up from deep and nailed a three and then threw down that tomahawk dunk. We went up 13. Jackson County called a timeout. They've been battling back ever since.
Strong with it out top. Cuevas working against him. Strong dishes over to Spivey, left wing. Jackson County continuing to try to trap on the perimeter. Strong's had enough. He goes to the paint. Has it stolen from him, though, by Burris. Burris into the front court. Shots up. Good. And a timeout taken by Coach Thomas. We're going to go ahead. I think a timeout was taken. A whistle blew, but they're going to get back to action here. Minute 34 left. 9 points to lead for Clay County. Silk quickly into the front court across the timeline. He circles back out, though. Clay County going to continue what they've been doing as Arroyo's call for the foul. Sending Silk back to the line. Arroyo fouling out. Great game for Jordan Arroyo. He gave us fits in the first half until Silk was placed on him in the third quarter to help shut him down. But I've got him listed as a sophomore, a great young player.
Yes, he is.
Silk at the line to shoot two. Heading into Tuesday night's Clark Range game, Silk was 5 for 5 for 100% on the season. And I think he missed one at Clark Range. He shot two. I think it was 1 of 1 up there, or 1 of 2 up there. He's hit all three. He's trying tonight here. Second one's away, also good. So even though his numbers are, his attempts are a low number, his percentage is the best on the squad.
Takes it back to double digits, Daniel. Clay County up 11, under 2 minutes to go here.
Jackson County with some younger faces in due to Arroyo being out. Burris firing the triple, and he hits it. Can't take anything away from Burris. Burris has had a great second half. What a great pure shooter he is. Silk with it across the timeline. Has numbers. This is the Spivey. He lays it in for two.
Good pass.
73-63. Clay County up by 10. 58 seconds and ticking. This one's under a minute to go. Burris with it, working against Smith.
Oh.
And they're going to call a foul on Smith. He's going to be at the expiration point. That's his fifth. Jimmy Burchett going to check back in for Eli Smith. Double bonus for Jackson County. Burst at line to shoot two. Burchett in for Smith. 52.1 seconds on this clock. The Clay County faithful who have made the trip down give Eli Smith an ovation as he comes off the floor for the last time tonight.
Played great. I can think back to the first half, you know, a lot of extra possessions because of Eli Smith. You wouldn't think he'd be a great rebounder, but he's in there battling.
Burris makes the free throw. 9 points the difference. Going to shoot a second one. It's away, and also good. So an 8-point game, 73-65. Jackson County with full court man pressure here trying to deny the inbound. They work into Arms. Arms to Strong. Strong with it, working against Cuevas. Beats him. They actually call Cuevas for the reach-around foul. And Strong going to go to the line to shoot two with 47 seconds left in the contest. Strong missed his last two free throw attempts.
You're talking about Burris. He got 19, Daniel, all in this second half. Three of those three-pointers. We talked about the scoring threat he has been shut down in that first half, but really kept Jackson County in it here. And Strong is true on that one, Daniel. That gives him an even 40.
Well, you got to pick your poison, I guess, with Jackson County. Either you guard Arroyo with Silk or Burris, whichever one does not have Gunner on him, is going to have some points. Even though the other Clay County defenders are solid, Eli Smith in particular.
He's our shutdown guy.
Right. Strong hit both of those. 75-65, is that right? Hit them both. 75-65 the score. Clay County with a 10-point lead. A steal in the backcourt by Keaton Arms. He hands off to Strong. Strong, an offensive foul call against Grant Strong. I'm not sure what happened, but it was called. So with 32.2 seconds left in the contest, Jackson County going to take back over. Too much time left, I don't think, though. 75-65.
The entire gym and Cook and Coach Edwards has a smile on their face after that call. He thought he would just get his team together and kind of calm them down a little bit, Daniel. Everybody thought it was comical.
We're going to stay on our way through this full timeout. Talk for just a minute. 32.2 seconds left. Clay County up by 10, 75-65. So let's go ahead and say that the Dogs hang on. They would go to 17-2 on the season, 11-0 in district play, setting up a big matchup Tuesday night from Bergstown. We'll be there to call it between Clay County and Pickett County. It'll be Strong against Amonette, Edwards against Amonette. It's going to be a good matchup, Bulldogs and Bobcats, the first and second place teams in the district.
And I think Pickett has lost one of their starters in the last
year. Oh, really? Hadn't heard
John
that.
John Parker.
That's right. John Parker Reagan. He's done for the year.
That's.
I hate to hear it. Good guy, great player, senior.
Good kid, good player. Been around, played hard.
And a huge contributor for that
team. He's
been,
I guess, a four-year starter up there, mm-hmm. or close to a four-year starter, and just a good kid. Know his dad and a good family.
Kind of for them what Keaton Arms is does. That guy down low, you know, that works, and double-figure guy, night in, night out, just does so much. Back under action here. 30 seconds left. Jones with it for Jackson County. Hands to Kennard. Kennard gets to the hoop. Cannot score. Rebound Keaton Arms. And that's pretty much going to do it in this one. 20 seconds left. Strong with it. He's across the timeline. Works head to Spivey. He adds two more. Nail in the coffin. 14 seconds and ticking. Clay County going to go on and win this, and they're up by 12 right now, 77-65. Keaton Arms blocks Jones. Three-point attempt. Burris gets it. He fires a three. No good. Rebound Burchett. 3 seconds on the clock. Jimmy going to let it tick out. This one goes final. Great battle. Great effort from both squads tonight. A lot of respect earned back and forth for each team. Clay County goes to 17-2 on the year, 11-0 in District 6A play. Final score from Gainesboro, Bulldogs 77, Blue Devils 65. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show from Gainesboro, Tennessee. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs are now 14-2 on the season after winning tonight 77-46, and the boys moved to 17-2 after winning a hard-fought game 77-65. Now we're going to do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Daniel, we talked about it, what we expected down here in Gainesboro tonight, tough place to play, and what an exciting game we had on our hands. You know, Clay County fell behind by two at the end of the first quarter and then got down by as many as six midway through the second quarter, and then Grant Strong turned it on, 10-0 run to give Clay County a 29-26 lead at halftime. Must be nice to have a player that can do something like that, isn't it, Coach?
Well, you know, I noticed one thing different tonight than had the last few, but we came down and actually scored first before the opponent did tonight. I think the last
three
or four ball games I've noticed that we got the tip sometimes, but we didn't get the score. But I think sometimes that makes just a wee bit of a difference when you make that first basket.
I agree with you. And then it was a second-half surge that we've seen night in, night out from this team. Coach Evers taking them into the locker room, breaking it all down for them. We saw the adjustments come. We saw Keaton Arms get us started. He had 9 points. Didn't score in the first half. 9 points real quick right there in that third quarter. Surged us ahead, and then Grant Strong finished it off down the stretch, Coach. That's what good teams do.
Right. Keaton came out tonight with a little offense on his mind. He put the ball on the floor, took it to the basket, took his little short jumper when he had it, and he played his usual outstanding ball game. Some good defense, good rebounding, but he added, a couple, three more points tonight, which made a big difference.
He did, and when he did that, Clay County went ahead by 6, 49-43, heading into that fourth quarter. And then what a fourth quarter it was for Grant Strong. He finished tonight with 41 guys. Jeffrey Spivey, also in double figures, had 12. Keaton Arms finished with 11. Gunner Silk, 6. Hamilton had 1, and Burchett, 4. But you got to talk about this Jackson County team, even though it was a, what did we end up, 12-point victory here?
Yeah.
12-point victory, 77-65. Jackson County's got some players. You got Jordan Arroyo with 23. Raymond Cuevas had 16, and Eli Burris finished with 19, all in the second half, guys. They've got some dudes, as some people say. Chris Big only 2 points tonight. Braden Jones had 3. Kendrick Brown, 2. But those are three of the top players in this league, in my
opinion.
Yes,
they are. Yes.
Arroyo and Cuevas, I didn't know as much about Burris. Of course, he's, you know, he had 19. A great outside shooter.
He's a senior sharpshooter, but yeah. You also saw he can beat you off the dribble and pull up at the free throw line.
He's a great all-around offensive player and does a pretty good job on defense.
And you've got to pick your poison a lot. Very similar to how people have to do with us when they play us. You got to pick and choose who am I going to give the easier opportunity to, you know?
Right.
And so for them.
Pick your poison.
Right. That's right.
But the tide turned. We talked about it. We got it out to 13 midway through the fourth quarter, and it turned on arms play and then Grant Strong coming down, knocking down the three, and throwing down the slam dunk. He had two on the night, but that one, that first one's really what turned the tide, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, that was a crowd exciter. And I think it excited his teammates and, of course, himself also. And it got him into a little bit of, I don't know, just some tough defense after those were made. You know, they were throwing bodies around. They were tipping the ball.
Yep.
And just kind of turned the ball game around that.
No, it did.
It's amazing what one play can do.
It's, you know, very similar to an interception or a fumble in football, you know, a turnover. Slam dunk, yes, it's 2 points, but it does so much more. Every Bulldog on the bench came up. Coach Edwards came up. Coach Walker came up. You know, so.
We did too.
We did too. That's right. And that's what it does. It infuses everybody with energy. Folks, that has been the Bulldog Wrap brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. We're going to play one more promo, come back and announce the TDS top performers here on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your host as we wrap up the Farm Bureau Postgame Show after these words from our...
Back here for the final time tonight on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. It was two good contests. Thomas, we thought that one Lady Dog and one Bulldog stood out a little taller than the rest tonight. I'll let you announce them.
Well, no doubt about it, and it's the two leaders of these teams, Daniel, and that's Katie Arnes for the Lady Bulldogs. We've seen her elevate her play in the last 2 or 3 weeks, averaging around 20 points. Didn't get it up at Clark Range, but nobody did.
Right.
You know, got dominated up there. But Katie Arnes back tonight with 23, and she was the difference in this game. She looked up and saw, hey, Jackson County's playing with us. It's 15-14 at the end of the first quarter. And then she kind of lit them up, had 18 first-half points. I mean, we've seen that. She had, I think, I don't know, 20 or 25. I think, in the first half. But 18 of her 23 came in that first half, and it came in that decisive second quarter where Clay County ripped off a 7-0 run to gain control and then outscored them 23-8 in the second quarter. Katie Arnes had... I think, I can look at it, 10 or 12 in that stretch, Daniel. And we've just seen her become kind of a whole nother player. When Clay County needs a boost, they get on the back of Katie Arnes, and it's not just on the scoring end. We saw her, you know, defensively create a steal and get the payoff on the other end. She's just kind of that emotional leader of this Lady Bulldog team.
She is. She's the one that's playing like every night on the floor could be her last night.
That's right.
And that's how any senior should play. No, Rachel Cobus plays very much the same way.
She does. She does.
Arnes, though, she has solidified herself as the leading scorer night in, night out.
That's right.
Last year, a lot of times, you know, it would be different girls. She's been the mainstay offensively. And that's, you know, kind of the way it should be. Your shooting guard, your driver and finisher, and that is Katie Arms, another great night for.
And then the man, Daniel, Mr. Basketball nominee, candidate, finalist, whatever, he should be all of the above. 41 points tonight from Grant Strong, and, you know, he got it going early. Only 2 points in the first quarter in this last contest with Jackson County. He had 10, 22 by the half, and then almost doubled that up again, 41 points tonight, and he was the closer on this ball game. We had a lot of good contributors. Defensively, Gunner Silk, all the bench players coming in and playing great. Keaton Arms coming out and just going off to start that third quarter, and Jeff Spivey making some great plays. But Grant Strong's the constant. Grant Strong is the assassin, and he put the Blue Devils out of their misery here tonight.
He is. He's the guy that's out there. You know, there's 32 minutes in the game. He usually plays at least 31 of those 32
right.
minutes. He stays out of foul trouble. He did that again tonight. One offensive foul. It is on the offensive end. Plays good defense. Plays it cleanly. Just a complete game. He has the assist. He has the rebounding. He comes up with turnovers and steals. Just more of the same. He's continuing to grow.
He had 41 points against one of the better defenders in Jordan Arroyo. And when he got past Arroyo, he had the other four collapsing on him. So it's amazing what he's doing with this average when teams are scheming for him.
Right.
It's kind of like we talked about a good defensive lineman getting double teamed in the trenches or any comparison you want to make. Grant Strong's answering the bell night in, night out, and he did it again tonight.
And the 41 he did score did tie him with Tyreek. He is a single game scoring lead against Jackson County.
Against Jackson County, that's right.
Tonight's TDS top performers were Katie Arms and Grant Strong, and they were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Folks, until this coming Tuesday evening, we'll be broadcasting live from Burgetown, Tennessee. For Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.